and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday, April 24th, global transmission, 192 days out from the election. We all wondered how they would try to scuttle the economy and bring down the president. And, well, now you've seen what they're doing. And they're, of course, trying to teach us all lessons as well that we better behave ourselves and be good little slaves. Now, from the beginning of this, 11, 12 weeks ago, we knew that a lot of the videos out of China were fake. We knew that they were trying to create as much fear as possible. But we also knew that the virus was man-made. And so we had to take it very, very seriously. We now know why it's man-made. That's so Bill Gates, who financed the whole thing through sub-companies on record, can control the rollout of the vaccine, because you could never have a vaccine for a cold virus because there's thousands of them in the corona family every year, thousands of different mutations. But if you make an entirely new alien, and that's what it is, it's an artificial chimera. Those were just in fabled Greek legends before, you know, creatures that were made up of three or more animals. Chimeras. And so it's out there. And I said 11 weeks ago with Dr. Steve Pachinik that this was already in the population and that they already knew it and that a lot of folks had already died from pneumonia-like symptoms. And it's tough virus. But the response to all of it and the hysteria is the hoax, the power grab. And now it was in the New York Times yesterday that, oh, turns out it was already in the United States in November. But still, we've all got to stay locked down, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end of civilization as we know it. And a predatory AI globalist robot economy takeover. This is the equivalent of Pearl Harbor when the Japanese struck. This is the first official launch of the end of the rest of our lives. Now, remember, I'm the one that laid this out absolutely specifically in the last 26 years. And I've been telling you for 26 years that Bill Gates is the front man for the large robber baron fortunes headed up by IBM that his mother captained. His father ran the World Eugenics Society after it was made illegal in Europe and it went underground. They run the whole thing. And they believe they are exterminating you to save the earth. And I'll just say something. I'm not going to join Bill Gates because it forfeits your soul. But if you go along with this and if you don't spread the word and if you don't stand up for your children and others, you are deserving of what happens to you. Because if you're going to let these people kill you and your family, then you deserve what happens to you. Now, I've been told, and at a certain point I'll go public with this, but I've been warned and I've been told, if you don't shut up, you're dead or we're going to put you in prison. And now they're preparing to put me in prison right now. Fine. They're killing everybody. What? Idiots. All of you are dead. Every single one of us. They're murdering everyone. I'll explain how they're doing when we come back. This is the real world, folks. You better grow up.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The first time I ever heard about Jeffrey Epstein was about 15 years ago when, in a scientific publication that a listener sent me, it was talking about how billionaires were meeting in secret at a New York university, the Albert Einstein Institute, to develop a worldwide depopulation plan. And we've been sent a lot of documents like this. It wasn't a secret document, but it was an internal trade publication connected to MIT. And the same person later sent me secret documents out of a senator's archive on depopulation. I showed those on air. They're on InfoWars. No one even cared about it. It's just a plan to kill you and your family. You know, no big deal. And they're actually setting it all up right now. The LA Times, even Wired, 2 years ago, ran big headline stories with links to major long-term studies on rat populations and pig populations with regular cell phone radiation, and it massively increased cancers. When you put 5G on in a laboratory, you're talking about massive behavioral problems, mental illness, and pigs chewing their trotters off, rats going insane. It's the psychological effects that are going to be really bad. And they even tell you in movies like The Kingsman, where they send out the transmission through the smartphones and everybody starts killing each other. But it won't be done like that. It's going to be done incrementally. So what's happening is, now that everybody's waking up to Bill Gates, and I mean, this is a huge awakening, the listeners and the general public are doing deep dives right now, and they're flooding us with documents and videos I've never seen before. Like, you'd think I know everything about Bill Gates. I don't like to know about Bill Gates. I get physically ill when I have to look at him or read about the stuff he's doing, because he's murdering me and my family. He's killing me. He's killing my children. And he thinks it's funny. And most of the public thinks it's funny, too. It's not. And if I've got to die so that he can't go on killing everybody, that's fine. And I want him to know that. I'm not scared of him one damn bit. I'm scared of not taking action. And he runs the whole thing, folks. He's in charge of the planet. And that's why when they ask him about Trump, he goes, well, I don't really talk to Trump. I talk to the people that matter. The scientist that he owns lock, stock, and barrel. When did he get the key to the planet? Not just the key to the city, the key to your life, the key to my life. Since when is he on TV going, yeah, 700,000 people will get sick and die from my vaccine, but that's okay. It's for the greater good. He's even letting you know now a bunch of people are going to die, but it's not going to be 700,000. It's going to be everybody. We know what's in these DNA vaccines. They're not vaccines, folks. They're reprogramming systems for your whole damn body. And the stuff he's been caught doing in India and Africa, look it up on record, where they'll give a village shots, and in the next month, a third of the village dies. But don't worry, Reuters and everybody are telling you it's all false claims, and they'll use one program he's involved in versus another program to then say he's not, showing you two different operations he's got going. Oh, Bill Gates has a bracelet he wants you to wear that tracks what you do, and he does want to force inoculation. But then he has another company that's an ink that goes under the skin. But see, that's how they play the games. But here's what you need to know, okay? First time I ever read about Jeffrey Epstein 15 years ago was because it was in a trade publication that they were running a global depopulation operation and that they were recruiting scientists to go along with it. I mean, this is a mastermind supervillain death cult, okay? And again, why did Ian Fleming, who was like number three in command at MI6, OSS in World War II, why did he write Moonraker in the 60s? Where there's a world government of secret scientists that release a bioweapon to kill the entire human population. They go to a space station to be safe. In reality, they're going to go into bunkers. Why would the number three guy in MI6 write a book about that? Because, folks, that's the plan. So what you need to know about Jeffrey Epstein is this. He was the concierge. He was just the maitre d'. He was just the event planner. He's just the event planner for these parties they have, and they get the scientists in from all the universities, and they say, you want money, you want drugs, you want hookers, whatever you want, but we need you to go have sex with a 15-year-old girl so we know we can trust you. We're going to videotape the whole thing. They go do it on purpose. It's a rite of passage. It's a gang initiation. Then they say, hey, we really need to trust you on some stuff. You seem to really like this. Let's watch some snuff films together. And next, if you pass that test, they go, you know, out here on the island, they just brought in some kids the other day. Some of these kids are really causing problems. We need you to go in there in that shed and strangle that 5-year-old girl. When you get, they go, man, you're a real man. Good job. Took a lot to do that. All right, you're in the real team now, buddy. Here's what we're really doing. We're going to depopulate the planet. Well, let me explain something to Lord Rothschild and to all these people. You're not getting away with this. You understand? Your operation's going to fail. You may think you've stampeded some people into going along with the first phase, and you may think we're dumb and don't know you've bought off most of the alternative media to go along with this. It's not going to work. And the people instinctively know the truth. So you may get half the people, like lemmings, go off the edge of a cliff. You'd have to have 99% of people to win. I'd say a good 30% weren't awake 2 months ago, now are. We probably had 10% that were awake on the planet. Now we're at about 40% in 2 months. In a couple more months, it'll be 50, 60, 70%. We're burning you down right now. And I take real pleasure in it. Because you might like to abuse children and have power over little things. But I like getting you off the children's back, and I'll do it with God's help. So I take satisfaction in my persecution because I know it means I'm over the target. And so people need to have courage and not be scared of these monsters, because you have no future and no way out unless you face the full horror now. Now, we have a clip from 2008, when we come back, of Bill Gates and his people being introduced as the World Population Control Group. That's really what he runs. And I've seen it in paperwork on the original foundation. And I was told that that's what his dad had run, and I researched it 20 years ago and went down and found it was true. But just to see them at these gala dinners introducing themselves as this, and then on the news, oh, it's Bill Gates. He wants to help black people. He wants to save the population. But then he's at a TED talk saying, we've got to reduce the population. And we got to kill old people. I mean, we have clips of this. The dude that says he wants to kill you, that meets with Jeffrey Epstein and stays at his house in Europe and New York, all these weird, creepy dudes that like to screw kids, and they want to screw us and kill us? Well, you know that you're not going to get away with it. Everybody's waking up to you, and you're going to burn in hell. I'm Alex Jones. This is The Resistance.
It's impossible to overstate the pain. That's what Bill Gates said.
Looking just like Prince Charles in this particular Seattle Times article. A group of inbred garbage. Oh, he is related to him. You didn't know that? Yeah, the little Prince Charles clone who runs the World Eugenics Societies, funding hundreds of its subgroup tentacles. And here is the Wall Street Journal in 2009 talking about their plan to depopulate you and your family, meeting secretly with Jeffrey Epstein. And here's another one. Secret of rich cabal met to discuss population control. There's that evil prisonplanet.com, us reporting on that many years ago. Now, let's get to this clip of Lori Schwab Zabin being introduced at 46 lectures at Vassar College. And they all act real powerful and very official, and they all enjoy power over people. And they enjoy the secret experimentation that's been declassified by all these Western governments. During the Cold War, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, Russian scientists were doing secret testing on their own populations. And at the very same time, the same secret tests were being done in America. Because there's an international cult of these mad scientists, and the governments get behind the scenes, and then they decide when to do the lethal testing. But other governments do it in tandem. So is okay, let's go together so the other country doesn't use it on the other one. And because they need to do it and they need to test it. No, they need to create cores of people in the medical corps that will carry out secret experimentation. That's why you see all the Hollywood movies and novels about the weird hospital on the hill that's, you know, doing secret experiments. Mad scientists are always the bad villains in cartoons. Why with all the stuff that came out, the cartoons and things in the 40s and stuff, was always a mad scientist? Well, because the Nazis were mad scientists. And they were funded by mad scientists in America and by Bill Gates' family on both sides. You understand who these people are? They created Hitler to then destroy him and then have their liberal world order version of what he was doing. It's a dialectic. And you can grow up and admit this is true. I'm not talking to our regular audience, the folks that tune in that laugh at this stuff. This isn't funny. So that's what all this is. It's nothing to do with saving people. It's all to do with killing people. Hundreds of millions will starve to death if this global depression really gets kicking off. The UN now confirms not 10 million set to starve to death this year, 30 million. But they're the savior that will collect the money and then give none of it to the people. They'll have a few photo ops. I told you 2 million extra were starving. That's from numbers I saw a few weeks ago. Now they say it's 30 million, probably more than that. But you're not going to have them humanized. And we need the president to come out. We need the president to fly on a jet tour to the poorest area of Latin America and to Africa and in an area of Asia. Just say, go to India, where they report millions are starving to death right now. It's just like, oh, it's a footnote. Oh, they say a couple million are starving. Yeah, people are dying by the thousands every day. Malnutrition. You just shrivel up and you get a cold and you die. And they add that to the coronavirus numbers. So let's go ahead and go to this clip. And remember, there's some truth to the fact that in some areas, obviously, humans are weighing down the environment. Things aren't innovating. There's massive IQ plunging. And just hellish conditions. But who's going to carry out the extermination? Who decides who dies? And then you find out it's run by people like Bill Gates and Bill Clinton who are sickos, and it's all about power. And then you find out they're hitting the entire genetic line of the public and have programs designed to target leadership males with high IQs and to target them for drugging and then for not having positions in society. They are taking down civilization and overriding it. They are scorched earthing everything. They're not trying to stabilize the third world, have people only have two kids. They are going in, and it's even in the Royal Commission from 49, from His Highness. I've read that whole thing, where the UK government back then, Queen Elizabeth's father, says, well, we could stabilize the third world and industrialize them and only have them have two kids on average. They do that on their own. But then we wouldn't have a giant pool of third world labor. And instead, we'll just let them have all the giant amounts of children they want. We'll use that to then take over the West, play the two populations off against each other, and then we'll engage in some type of mass sterilization in the future. So they brought in policies to make the third world population explode, to drive down wages worldwide, to use that as a weapon, to then to be able to test on those folks, and then get us to join with the elites in the future when they're using the third world as a weapon against us to finally have us publicly sign on to exterminate the third world. That's how the dialectic works right there. Yeah, in Kenya, in India, everywhere they test the vaccines, and it's got a sterilant in it, a female hormone only produced at second trimester. And if that is not produced in second trimester, the baby dies. And so it creates an autoimmune response to the hormone and actually attacks the baby in the womb. So they also have violent miscarriages, and it also usually causes an autoimmune disease. If you think that 30-year-old stuff and 20-year-old projects they've been caught doing is bad, now it's DNA coding, manipulating your body, and even other top scientists and groups can't even tell what's in it. They can just tell it's been altered, and they go into it, and they're like, you have to test this in a laboratory to see how it mutates and what it does. So it's such advanced technology. It's alien technology. And by alien, it's never existed before. It's not of this world. They're making aliens in the laboratories. If aliens transmitted us a code on the SETI satellite relay dish and told us with genetic engineering how to build something out of nanotech, that would be an alien. See, aliens don't teleport here, folks. They send you data, and then you build it here. They don't get on flying saucers. These globalists believe they channeled all this 150, 160 years ago in England to set this plan up. And it's worked, actually. And they believe entities gave it to them. I just took you all the way down the rabbit hole right there, folks, but that's what it is. And it's super bad news. The thing about the dishes, I'll clarify that when we come back. It is Friday, April 24th, 2020. The takedown of human civilization is upon us. When I laid out earlier that the globalists believe they are receiving divine information, it's because that's in the history books that Galton, Wedgwood, the Huxley family, along with the Darwins, intermarried as part of a psychic seance cult. This is in mainline history books. And that then they had visions. Darwin had a 3-day fever, something like 109 degree fever, when he was in the tropics. Memory serves, I think it was South Africa. That's one of the Huxleys right there. And he said he had a vision of the theory of species. And that entities gave it to him. It's the same thing with Galton. So crazy cults have created this entire thing we're looking at. And so if they didn't get it from demons or aliens, whatever you want to call it, where the hell did they get it? And here's the problem. They're really nasty people that like hurting people. So you can sit here and say they're crazy. I'm not the one saying all this. This is what mainline deep history. People know that Hitler did all sorts of black magic rituals, and they would cut the heads off SS officers and try to look into the future. They believe at the moment that the head was cut off. I mean, just crazy town. You think he was the only one, folks? They're all into it. And I'm just here to tell you, folks, you better grow up and realize that. You don't just think they're doing voodoo down in Haiti, do you, folks? This is beyond voodoo, ladies and gentlemen. But what is voodoo? A spirit comes into you. And then if you think of it from a scientific perspective, that's what they're telling you in movies like Avatar, where you jack in to the body. And that's what this whole thing is. And it's a giant mad scientist experiment, and these people are completely insane. And then we're not like them, so we can't understand it. And it just sounds too fantastical until you actually research. It's in Pulitzer Prize winning books that Hitler was a devil worshiper. It's on record that they got the idea to put fluoride in the water from Joseph Stalin, who used it on his gulags, and he learned about it from Cold Springs Harbor, eugenics facility in the United States. It all came out of there. IBM came out of there. Thomas Watson came out of there. Bill Gates' dad, all of them. That's where they're from. That's who they are. They run the whole show. So I haven't gotten to the clip yet of them introducing a woman that heads up the World Population Control Group. Now I knew the original letterhead of his dad's foundation said that as well. That's been dug up. But hell, he goes on Lair NewsHour 30 years ago and admitted it. So all I'm telling you is he isn't trying to save you. And you better learn about this quick, folks, because I'm not up here making any of this up. And my life is in danger for doing this, let me tell you. They haven't taken us very seriously because they're so arrogant. That's one reason they can be defeated. But now Bill Gates goes everywhere. People yell at him. They call him a mass murderer. They get in his face. Every comment is now digging into his history. And so I should have real feelings of satisfaction at this point that even though my life's in danger and I'm on the knife's edge here like a snail going down a straight razor, that's okay, folks, because I'm a man and I'm going to stand up to thugs and killers and I'm going to tell you the truth. And have I gotten whacked out in the process of knowing this all this time? Yeah, I'm a person that's not who I was 25, 26 years ago because I've been forced to stare into this abyss so long. And I'm sitting here studying psychotics in control of the planet and watching every phase of their plan click, 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 click into place. And you're going to wake up one day, folks, and there are going to be people dying and throwing up. They'll go, everybody stay in your houses. It's okay. And then the robot trash trucks are going to come around and a robot's going to go in and put you and your dead family in the back of that trash truck. If you keep submitting like this, I think they're 5 years out from that. If you don't submit, 10, 15. But they've got a plan to just mop us up in a matter of months. And as soon as they get the robots in and the self-driving cars, they're gonna have another bigger beta test that'll be a real bioweapon. It'll kill even more, as I've been laying out their plan. And then the next one, they'll have another one. Once you've learned to lock down, the drones are in control. There'll be armed drones. The armed drones will stop people that have the plague in the future from, you know, breaking quarantine, and people will cheer it like it's the Running Man. And then they're going to hit you with the big one and you're all dead when they release that. Weaponized airborne Ebola spliced with mousepox with a 98% kill rate. But that's a little messy. What they're really going to end up using on you is a chemical weapon or an electromagnetic system, and then they'll just say it's the bioattacks. They've got all these going on. They got binary weapons, and it's a mopping up process. I'm here to make sure they go down with the ship. They're not going to get away with this. Now, Let's end this segment with the obsolete man, and then I'll come back and we will get to the key part about depopulation with Bill Gates, another smoking gun. But here's the obsolete man.
Word. Romney. Obsolescence.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian, sir.
A librarian. Having to do with books.
Yes, sir. Books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. Your rights are as follows, Mr. Wordsworth. You are to be liquidated within a period of 48 hours. You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays, all kinds.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
You walk into this room and the door clicks shut and a man emerges. He's been back of the shadows, you know who he is. He pops up from time to time to tell you how much he wants to depopulate the planet. But now he's here and he's got a shot for you to save you. And he says you can't ever go back to the way your life was. First, it was just going to be 2 weeks and a long vacation and you're going to get a check. And now, sorry, we can never open up again. Because when you have 30, 40, 50,000 deaths a year from pneumonia, we can hype it all up and scare everybody now and make each death a huge thing. All starting with the communist Chinese welding people into their homes like a Day of the Dead movie and shooting women at checkpoints. And all we saw this and we were told this is how you handle it. This is how you do it. And then Trump said, yes, good job, China. And the media went, Trump's doing a good job. And then Trump said, well, we're not going to shut down. People always die. And then went, oh, you're bad. He goes, okay, we'll shut down. They went, oh, you're good. But I told the president, and it was obvious, that they would double back, knowing the public has about a two-week attention span on things like that. It's about 7 seconds on average, but about 2 weeks remembering things total. And so they've now doubled back and are blaming Trump for everything, even though he's the one that blocked the flights from China. But instead of going back over that old ground, let's talk about solutions. I'm not wearing masks in these stores, and I'm making them throw me out. And already the left is saying, oh, if you're having an anxiety attack, they can't make you do it, or if you have a medical reason. And so we're going to print some of these up on InfoWars, and you can make your own. But say I have a psychological disorder, and my physician, Dr. Kornbluth, whatever you want to put on there, said so. And again, it's all authority. You just go, authority, and they'll bow down to you. Or you can show them court rulings by federal and state courts saying you can't make people wear masks either. But I love the image. Talk about surreal. Last night I turned local news on, and there was Congress in session, all of them wearing masks. What an incredible image. And then they pulled back, and you saw everyone wearing their masks, saying, we're sick, we're bad, we're suspect, we have to do this. A bunch of grandstanders. And all the media reporting from home and everybody being taught that you are non-essential. And the whole thing was choreographed, blueprinted, architecture, prepared. I told you 10, 11 weeks ago that once they get a lockdown in place, they're never going to take the lockdown off. It's going to be cycled on and off and get tighter. When you resist, it'll get looser. Then they'll tighten it up again. But overall, it's going to get constricted until human civilization conks out. And here, oh, you're watching Netflix or whatever. But in Africa, in Latin America, and in many areas of Asia, 30 million people are now starving to death. And that's an accurate number from the UN. 30 million, 20 million extra are going to die in the next 6 months, it's estimated. And where's the president? Where are we, the people? I mean, I'm not going to skydive into the Capitol or something for attention, but and I'm not saying you should do anything illegal, but I'm saying you really want to save people. This isn't some virtue signal. We let them cut off the economy. All the pension funds are going to go bankrupt. Millions are going to die from not ever having health care in the future. Civilization's breaking down. Even if you don't care about the third world, this is going to affect you. This is big. This is real. This is tangible. But the people out there pushing the narrative that, oh, we got to stay on permanent lockdown and wear masks, they'll tell you, hey, we got to cut the curve. We got to flatten the curve. We were all shown 5 million dead, 3 million dead, 2 million dead. And then they could be the savior when almost nobody dies by saying, oh, look, you did what you were told. So this ended up saving everybody. But it's 30, 20, 10, depending on the graph, depending on who put out the models. All the models were wrong, but it's a fraction. So now they've lowered the curve even more, and they keep lowering and lowering it, and then desperately telling the hospitals who can code for insurance and federal money $40,000 for a COVID patient instead of $4,000 for a pneumonia patient. What are they going to do at the hospitals? They're going to code it as COVID. And we've had medical doctors on, and we've played clips of medical doctors. Medical doctors that have big practices saying, we've been ordered by the insurance companies and ordered by the hospitals. These guys are going public. I say guys, they're all men. No, some women have gone public now, but mainly men. Great. I'm saying men, women, everybody go public, but mainly guys. And they're saying, yeah, no, people are just dying. And if they are 80 years old, 90 years old, and they had any type of lung problem, we're just told COVID-19 it. That's called fraud. And it's organized to maximize the most fear they can. And that's what they've done. And Fauci literally last year got a $100 million grant from Bill and Melinda Gates on vaccines. He's gotten hundreds of millions from him before that. He's been working with Bill Gates since Bill Gates was 26 years old. Look it up. I don't know. Is it Fauci or Gates is in command? I'm just telling you, they're in the cult, the death cult. All the big models used by Fauci that have been proven to be total fraud, funded by, you guessed it, B&M, Gates Foundation. And he said in 2017, don't worry, Trump's going to get hit by a novel virus and it's going to change the world. Because they love to brag. Remember how Gruber got up in front of C-SPAN to other academics and said, I was hired to triple the taxes on people and screw them hard, but make them love it, by Obama. And Obama said, of all the plans, mine was the best, the most devious. And they're all looking at him like, oh, Gruber, you're so amazing. Because they want to be big liars, too. They want to be at the table. This is an open criminal conspiracy against you and your family. What are you going to do about it? Most people are scared of these people. So they say, well, we better just keep our heads down. No, you can't do that. And when I start the next hour, I'm going to get into how you do that. And we have two doctors joining us today to break all this down. But first, let's play the clip of the depopulation agenda. Lori Schwab, Zabin being introduced at Vassar College, bragging about the depopulation plan of Bill and Melinda Gates funding her group. Here it is.
In 1997, Dr. Zabin got a call from a friend in Seattle about a potential funding source for an organization that would focus on international population and reproductive health. Bill and Melinda Gates, with just a little money to spend, but a lot of skepticism about the academic approach, agreed to meet with Lori Zabin and her colleagues at Johns Hopkins, and they came away impressed. In 1998, Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the population control bureau of the planet. It's a corporate plan to capture civilization, not just depopulate, and then make normal human life biologically impossible. They wrote the codes to make almost all births cesarean. They wrote the codes to keep mothers away from their babies the first few days so their milk doesn't come in. Then the IQ in the child is usually 20, 30 points lower. The brain is smaller when you don't get milk from your mother. They've written the code to keep fluoride in your water, even when Harvard came out and said it's causing brain damage. They're killing you with enjoyment. And it's a distinct pleasure to stand up and take these guys on. I've thought about it. I've weighed it. And, you know, the threats I get and the death threats and the, you know, just amazing stuff, folks. And I'm not at liberty to get into it yet, but it's future. And you know, and by the way, these groups have tried to buy me off as well. And other folks, it's worked on them. It's not working on me. Okay. And remember, anything happens to me, Bill Gates. And the same for you. He's coming after all of you, too. So I know all of you will take care of things. But the big thing here is taking care of our children. I'll talk about that next hour. Also, taking care of yourself. We have storable food available again. It lasts 25 years. It's high quality. You need to get it. Massive orders are going back in again. People understand it's about the collapse, not the virus. This is a good thing to get checked off on your box. The best food at the best prices, InfoWarsStore.com. Get them in while you can. And boost your immune system in general, ladies and gentlemen. Vitamin D3, winter sun with vitamin K. So good. It's essential. That means it's essential. You die without it. And I told you sunlight's great. Well, now, Homeland Security says sunlight's good for you and makes you create D3 and kills the virus in 30 seconds, like I told you. Yeah, they literally have news articles saying I should be arrested for saying sunlight's good. Stick it up your globalist spider asses and burn in hell. I will continue to tell the truth forever, long after I'm gone. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We have two very special guests coming up. I'll tell you about those next segment. But we can get caught up in this hysteria, the rollout, debating how deadly the virus is. But it doesn't matter. It's the globalist depopulation agenda, the post-human system. that they're setting up and establishing. And there has to be an exodus. And that's why you're seeing this clampdown. Every fiber of my body has known for years the simple default common sense situation that we all need to get out of the cities as quickly as possible, because they're going to try to make it impossible with taxation and regulation to not live in the cities. And I'm going to talk about this next segment, but there's a whole agenda to do that. That's why, not like communist communes or anything, but real old-fashioned little towns, people are going to have to get really serious, and they're going to have to run for the hills, because Trump is nothing more than a speed bump to all of this. And you're going to see the churches endorse the mark of the beast. You're going to see world government. You're going to see plagues released upon humanity. This is just the beginning. This is training wheels. This is getting the bicycle out of the box and putting it together. The training wheels will be 200, 300 million dead. You'll stay locked down. You'll behave so that when the real attack comes and billions are dying, again, you will all orderly stay in your homes and then die, because it's not going to be a bioweapon that I think they release in the final phase. It's going to be electromagnetic. But they're going to tell you that it's a virus. You'll be throwing up. You'll be bleeding out your nose, bleeding out your eyes by later phases, depending on what type of oscillation they use. And they're just putting microwave systems in everywhere they can just crank up. And scientists all over the world are going and setting up meters. And they're like, this 5G is putting out 50, 60, 70 times what's legal. It's like, Mike, and what's legal kills your ass. Just takes a few years. I mean, they are just like, you can see it's like burning everybody, but you can't see it, so it doesn't exist. Just like a high-powered tension line. You know, if you could have X-ray vision like Superman, you looked into that cable, you can't see that electricity. You only see the electricity when it's going through other atoms and dust and things that are conductive in the air as it's moving out. But it's nothing but a accelerator. It's nothing but a cyclotron, a superconducting super collider. And they're just firing energy that they've spun up in a machine down it. And so, of course, cancer is up tens of thousands of percent what it was 100 years. We're all being fried by the electricity, by all of it, but it's localized. If you walked over to a high-powered tension line and you touched it and you were having the electricity flow through you, you would burst open. Your eyeballs would pop out of your head. You'd bite your teeth together so hard they'd all break off. Your hair would all fry. You'd cook. Every one of your cells would rupture. You'd go, until you caught on fire in just a few seconds. You ever seen a vulture, like, touch two wires, and then you see a big flash, and then it just falls smoking to the ground? I've seen that a couple times. Saw a grackle, and then I saw a buzzard once do it. And they just fried in a second, touching those wires. Now, you can't see that electricity. But I assure you, if you go over and pull the front off a light socket and stick your pecker in it, you're going to get hurt. You understand? It's real. Electricity is real. They'll probably tell you that's not true soon. It's conspiracy theory. Well, what do you think microwave radiation is? And I know everybody already knows this, but you get hit by lightning out there. You see an oak tree hit by lightning and it blows open and fire shoots out. It's so powerful it boils the water in there, catches it on fire. What do you think's going on here with all these damn transmitters? That's the kill grid. And it also manipulates our psychology. That's in major studies. So they're just testing the kill rays right now. But they're going to tell you that it's biological. David Icke's absolutely right about that.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Civilization is being overthrown. Civilization of, for, and by the people is is now being built to have an oppressing architecture, a crushing foreboding, and a physically unhealthy result. Modern city planners by the 50s publicly were instructed by Western intelligence agencies, same thing was done in the Soviet Union, to build the crushing architecture that was declassified in the 80s. Ugly art, pornography, pedophilia, all of it was also funded by the private foundations that actually control the intelligence agencies. Media and Hollywood glamorize intelligence agencies like it's super cool and super cutting edge. And all it is secret so criminal activity can be carried on. And so people can be manipulated and controlled, believing they're part of something elite. But the groups above it are the foundations and the scientific dictators, who themselves are occult magician practitioners. And that's the real hierarchy of the planet. And I've known this, but I've not been selfish, because I've needed to be in a city and run operations against the globalists, knowing that I need to get to rural areas. I need to get to areas where the globalists are, because they're quietly getting laws passed where they are at in New Zealand, in Hawaii, and other areas where certain enclaves of the area is cell phone free, and they have regulations passed that there'll never be cell phones there. And they have areas in Montana, Wyoming, West Virginia, Kauai, Hawaii, Tasmania, Australia. Canada's putting in a lot of elite areas, and they're just buying up the area, so no cell towers are even allowed. And you're going to now see them saying, and they're now announcing, Zuckerberg lives in Kauai now. Rockefellers have moved to West Virginia. Why are they moving back there? Why is Prince Charles living half the year in Transylvania now? And it says in an area that doesn't even have electricity in some areas. Because they're not going to be there when they start killing everybody. You know, if you were going to go to a movie theater and release a suitcase full of nerve gas on people, you might want to put a timer on it so you can leave. And then they put out all these movies, hundreds of them, from Zardoz to Moonraker to you name it. How they're bringing in a world government to forcibly depopulate you, and how it's for the greater good. The Kingsman, the list goes on and on. So that when it actually is happening to you, your mind already associates it with entertainment. You're sitting there eating pizza. You're watching the big screen TV at your house, and you're watching The Kingsman, where they send an electromagnetic wave over the cell phone that triggers an area of your brain that makes you violent. You start killing each other. Now, it's not that simple, but they have systems that do that, and that was declassified in 1998. The CIA was in the Baltimore Sun and said, we're testing cell towers, radiation, to have a calming effect on the public. So, see, it's that first little test to tell you what they're doing. Of course, it's not a calming effect they're trying to have. They're testing because they want control. And the end game is slowly stunning you, dumbing you down, cutting you off, making you feel obsolete. But then because you're middle class or you're wealthy or you've even got a job, you feel like you're better than the third world when you were going to watch them collapse and die. And then they would have already been used as weapons against you. So you'll be happy they're dying, because you know the globalists are flooding you with the third world. And see, that's how the equation works. These are very, very smart people when it comes to strategy. And they just have an absolute hatred of people. In the Audubon Society or these other groups that are really eugenics front groups, they get well-meaning people to give them money. But all the major environmental groups, and they had the founder of Greenpeace went public and said this, are really followers of eugenics. And one of their more popular acolytes today, one of their more popular spokespersons, is Dr. Peter Singer, who really runs PETA and who really runs the Animal Liberation Front. And again, he says, kill people at age 70, and you should be able to kill your children up to age 3, and there should be laws to kill Down syndrome folks. And now you see Down syndrome TV shows in Europe where they come into a very high-functioning Down syndrome man who's like 25, and they go, you cost 6 times more than everyone else. You're a bad person. You need to die. And he says, I'm sorry. Should I kill myself? They're like, So this is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. So you're not part of the elite. You're not part of the establishment. You want to go find out about this? Go get into the Audubon Society or go get into the Nature Conservancy or get into any of these things that were started for, quote, you know, good reasons of saving Tweety birds. And then get around these people and who they really are. And you'll find out real quick where the Nazis are really at. The real Nazis, folks. Not liberal, you know, art students that dress up on the weekend and pose as Nazis, you know, for photo ops to make, you know, patriots look bad. I mean the real, real deal. So, it's time for everybody to start exiting the cities. And that was already happening. There's already a massive exodus. Obama put tens of billions of dollars into a program before he left office to, quote, try to stop people moving out of the cities and tried to get governments elected. Soros is financing this to where they jack up taxes high enough in the countryside that poor people can't run there. And so these big cities are giant extermination grids. The buildings are full of Wi-Fi and full of hidden cell towers and 5G garbage that is literally just the walls of the building now. They're actually testing. I remember a space and aeronautics professor exposed this like 20 years ago. I thought he was crazy. But he had documents how they were going to start having these big metal sports stadiums, and large parts of the stadium will actually be huge broadcast arrays hooked up to satellites and blimps. Turns out it's all true. So they're just putting it all in right now, too, folks. And they can oscillate these things and lower your immunity. And so the media dumbs it down. They go, oh, you're saying there is no such thing as viruses. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the studies are conclusive that massive amounts of this electromagnetic radiation lowers fertility, lowers immunity, and helps viruses get into the cells and helps them replicate. It's a known fact. Okay? And so everything they're doing is about making us sick, not making us well. And then they extract all our wealth out of us as we die. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is really just a front group for all these other big foundations, is in control of the education system, the medical system, the vaccine system, the global tracking system, the currencies. And they're all coming out with this big, massive push to force us onto this grid. So I ask all of you again, what are you going to do about it? We have to establish communities. And I do this low key too. You know, we don't want cults. You don't want to call them cults. None of that. You just need to have communities that say, hey, we're not liberal. We're not conservative. We want to conserve humanity. We're pro-human. And just have laws where real safety studies that are out there have to be followed, and where all this crap's prohibited, and where no, we're not going to have the local convicted pedophile come have, you know, the 5-year-old sit in their lap at school, and just where all this evil is not allowed. And they're going to attack those communities. It's okay. That'll drive us closer together and make us stronger. But the exodus has to happen. We have to get out of these cities fast. We can't wait anymore. We've got to launch a worldwide movement to escape the kill grid. The cities are giant mass murder, bioweapon, electromagnetic. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Dr. Shiva Adiaray has an amazing background, MIT, Fulbright Scholar, the inventor of email. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's a prestigious guy. But he's not like Fauci, who gives us all these fake models that are now been 30, 40, 50 times worse than what a reality was. No, he's not fun about Bill and Melinda Gates. We're going to be talking to him about solutions and how to counter this and the insanity of what's unfolding. And then a medical doctor, Rashid Batar, is going to be joining us, who's been going viral everywhere. He's a surgeon and a lot more, has three different medical degrees. And he's going to be exposing Fauci and everything else next hour, and Bill and Melinda Gates and their whole eugenics operation, which I got to say, this is very satisfying, even though things are horrible. There's that big silver lining that I would talk about Bill and Melinda Gates being the front people for the robber baron eugenics money that put Hitler in. I mean, that this is a there's like, again, Pulitzer Prize winning books, IBM and the Holocaust and stuff about this. It's in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich about IBM. Sure. I mean, this is not debated. And now it's all coming out. It's just a firestorm of people going and finding it. And they're finding clips I've never seen. We'll play next segment where Bill Gates funds. I mean, the name of his foundation is the World Population Control Group. That's what he is. You see it on the news, and it'll tell you what it does. So 30 million people are starving to death on top of those who are already starving to death, according to the UN. And those numbers are accurate. 30 million people. How many have died worldwide from the virus that they're hyping up and counting every death that you know has these tests for COVID-19 that they admit are all incorrect, almost all of them false positives? If you've ever had the flu in the last year or so, you test positive. If you have the coronavirus, there's thousands of them, well, that it tests positive COVID-19. And the people that are rallying around the hysteria in the left want to keep America shut down. They want to create a mental illness. They want to create a phobia where you just expect, oh, you can't go in the ocean, sharks will eat you, even though only about 30 people a year get eaten by sharks worldwide, they estimate. Well, this is a lot worse than that, 193,000 worldwide. And so if you believe those numbers, oh, my gosh, well, out of 7.5 billion people, it's not even a drop in the bucket. The flu kills way more than that worldwide, millions every year. But again, almost always run down drug addicts, people that are on life support. It's sad, but the wind blows, they're going out of the world. And then the battling, and we'll play this next segment with our guest. We're going to him right now. Trump is up there with the Homeland Security Laboratory Director. Like we're five-year-olds, he has to teach us. He's like, sunlight kills it in 30 seconds. It's good to go outside. And all this other stuff, they're like, oh, Trump shouldn't even be up there on the stage. You know, there's no hope. We're all dead. I said sunlight kills viruses. It kills all viruses. And they go, well, you can't say that. You're not a medical doctor. Since when can I not read the medical studies? But everybody knows that sunlight's the best disinfectant. That's a 500-year-old saying. The first thing they called a disinfectant was sunlight. They've got multi-thousand-year-old scrolls saying, if you're sick, go out and get in the sun. People used to worship the damn thing. But I can't even tell you that. They're in the news saying, should Jones be arrested for practicing medicine without a license? Dr. Shiva Adiore, also running for the U.S. Senate. We're very, very excited to have you here with us. ShivaForSenate.com. This is one crazy time to be alive right now. Big picture before we get into how to protect ourselves with the facts. Clearly, they're wanting to keep the economy shut down to bring in total control permanently. They're holding Trump hostage, saying if he doesn't open it up, he's going to cause all these deaths. They're exaggerating the death numbers. What's really going on? Big picture. Does he have audio from us? Let me see if I can get to him on air. Doc, what's the big picture here?
Alex, the big picture is that the, you know, when I started the Fire Fauci campaign, exposing Fauci, no one was willing to take on a medical doctor. And that started going viral. And in response to that, we also started attacking Gates, and we also started attacking the Clinton Global Initiative, because they're all part of this anti-vax, this pro-vaccine platform. And I think what I want to share on your show is that, as you know, the stuff I've been doing is going viral. And in response to that, if you know, I also attack Robert Kennedy Jr., who's part of this. Because as we all know, whenever you attack the establishment is very clever, Alex. They have the not-so-obvious establishment. And the not-so-obvious establishment wakes up because they know that we're about to destroy the medical establishment and the big pharma establishment. And that's what's going on in this country. What I'm really, really concerned about is that Gates is easy to hit, but everyone's leaving Clinton and the other aspect of this establishment alone. And what Bobby Kennedy does, because he's been part of this movement for 17 years, in response to that, he goes and digs up other people to try to do the same rhetoric to make sure that we don't go after the entire establishment, Alex. And there's people out there right now who are talking the same rhetoric, but they're in the Clinton camp.
Well, you're on air now, so just give us what the globalists are doing. Let's talk about it. We're on air.
Well, this is a very serious discussion, and Alex, you've known me for a while. When I go out and attack people, it comes from total integrity. It's not about getting eyeballs or views. There are people, a lot of media channels, you've gone through your own journey, Alex, who are not, there's a set of people who want to tell the truth, another set of media channels who just want views. And what's occurred in this country is that it's very, very easy to mislead people just through rhetoric. So when you look at this entire platform here, the operating system is Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton and the Chan Zuckerberg Foundations have worked with the WHO, with the Chinese Communist Party, and the CDC to promote this entire vehicle because Big Pharma is failing. They need to put in big vaccines. And as we've gone after them like bloodhounds, particularly with the Fire Fauci campaign and the immune system work I've done, you know what happens, Alex? There are people like Robert Kennedy Jr., who's been in this movement for a long freaking time, who has suppressed this movement from people building a bottoms-up movement, who goes finds other people, like one of the guys you're going to have on your show, and pushes those people forward. They speak the same rhetoric, but they're zippo on Hillary Clinton. Nothing. Because Robert Kennedy endorsed Hillary Clinton three times, and the entire Kennedy family, post-John Kennedy, is institutionalized, not-so-obvious establishment.
Well, listen, I know you're in Massachusetts, yeah. and so we just so happen to have this other guest that you disagree with on later. You're welcome to get into that person as well.
Let's just stop for a minute.
We're going to go break in a minute. I don't care if guests disagree with other guests on the show. I'm not running a cult here. I know you're a really smart guy. I want to get into the big picture. We don't allow bashing of Hillary Clinton here. I'm joking. You can go after whoever you want. Nobody's censoring you. So when we come back, I want to just start over, and I want to talk about the architecture with Zuckerberg.
We're not going to break.
Satellite hard cut links there. Got to go to that. But no talking about Hillary ever. That's off limits. We love Hillary. I'm being sarcastic. Okay, we're going to reset here when we come back because this is the big globalist group coming after us. And you can blaze away on the next guy coming on, too. I don't give a damn. Just want to get to the information. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stuff going on here, and I really like Dr. Shiva Adiaray. He really is a smart guy. I enjoy hearing him talk. And we happen to have this Dr. Rashid Batar already set up. He's been criticizing Bill Gates. He's been criticizing the vaccines. And man, Dr. Shiva Adiaray was getting really upset, saying, "Well, I can't be on the same time, you know, with this guy." Well, I'm like, "Well, you're not going to be on the same time with him." He's like, "Well, I can't come on if that guy's going to be on." And I'm like, "Well, I don't do the ultimatum stuff." So that's just the way it is. And, you know, the show kind of becomes this deal of, "Oh, this guy's coming up for Hillary Clinton." I'm like, telling him on air and off air, I'm like, "Go ahead. And if you dislike somebody and you want to come on the show and we're talking about that, you can do it." But so many people, these media shows become who can go on whose show. People always say, "Don't go on Alex Jones's show." And then people say, well, if you have that person on, I won't go on your show. And I just don't do that. I don't do that. That's not what I'm involved in. Everything's completely transparent here. I mean, I guess I'll still have this Dr. Rashid Batar on. I want to hear what he has to say because he's criticizing Bill Gates and talking about Fauci being full of crap. And we know that Fauci is full of baloney. And so we're here exposing that, and that's what we do. So there's that train wreck that you just saw part of off air. And so I think I'm going to just probably table this issue and move on because I don't have time or energy to get involved in all the infighting that goes on. I know that Robert Kennedy Jr. sits up on top of the anti-vaxxer movement like he's the Pope, and he says some good things and does some good things, but I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, and I don't like the fact that Trump hasn't done what he said he would do on vaccines and expose it, and now Bill Gates knows that he can't hide all the sicknesses and illnesses that are being caused. So he goes on CBS News, we played the clip like five times last week, and says, okay, 700,000 people will get sick or die from my vaccine, but it's a price worth it to pay. We're going to vaccinate everybody on Earth, and we need governments to give us immunity. So he's telling you this is going to hurt you. 700,000 people are going to get hurt or died. And that's his number of 1 out of 10,000 have a bad reaction. Give me a break. Everyone I know either got polio from the vaccine, my grandmother, they told her that, or I've had family almost die from vaccines. My mom was a UT Masters swimmer winning gold and silver medals against former Olympics folks. She didn't get into it. She was like 30. They ordered her to take the flu shot, almost killed her. No more triathlons for her. So that's the type of stuff going on here. I mean, my whole family has been ravaged by these damn things. And it says on the insert it can kill your ass. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. We're having vaccines forced on us that aren't even classical vaccines, where you take an attenuated dead bacteria or a damaged virus that can't replicate, and you put it into somebody, and they learn an immunity to it. And if you don't have a bad reaction, it helps you sometimes. But the adjuvants then lower your overall immunity to other things. And we know we're not living as long. We know we're not healthy. And these mad scientists have taken control of civilization. Everybody's locked up in their houses, and tensions rising. Things are getting crazy because this is the new world order. So enough drama. Let's move on from this, guys. Enough drama. Shut it down. I love guests and stuff, but quite frankly, our ratings are higher when we don't have guests. And I like guests, and I don't just do things for ratings. Though the show has extremely high ratings everywhere it's put on. Everybody knows that. But a lot of times we used to take a break from the guests, man, because, you know, it just becomes a big, giant... I got out of junior high in junior high, and I wanted out of junior high, and I wanted out of high school when I was in high school. And I just, it's just not the waters in which I swim. In fact, we're gonna cancel all the guests today because it turned into a fiasco. And I want to get the producers in here and get to work on real stuff here. I got a lot of clips. I want to take your calls. I want to get into serious issues. I want to fight the New World Order. We have collectively, with our callers and the knowledge and all this, the most important stuff that needs to be covered and will be covered here today. So, executive decision on that. I am cleaning the slate here. And by the way, a lot of times I cancel all the guests when I want to take calls and cover news. So, canceling the guest, hell, I'm tempted to come in here tomorrow and do a special four-hour broadcast or something just to take calls, like I've been doing quite a bit. I should also add we're going to have a demonstration at the Texas Capitol. I will be there. And Owen Schroyer is the one putting that on. And everybody needs to come out to it. Not just about, hey, the stay-at-home order. People need to stop following this garbage, in my view. It's unconstitutional. Judges have ruled it's unconstitutional, federal and state. But I don't need them telling me that. I didn't even know about, the fact a week ago that the Supreme Court of Texas ruled that you can't take somebody's kids if they're out in public and refuse to wear a mask or they work around people with COVID-19. Because folks are trying to take people's kids. CPS is. Other parents are trying to do it. And I was already planning to go to that demonstration. But as soon as I learned the Supreme Court was on my side, then I still went. And then my ex-wife filed a deal to try to take the kids, and the judge struck it down. Because I follow the law when it's constitutional and reasonable. And most of the time, the courts, at least in Texas and other red states, catch up with what's right by the time I'm getting ready to violate the law. Because I was going out there to violate the law Sunday because, you know, they had a law that black people weren't human beings and couldn't vote and couldn't have a gun. I piss on your law. And they got a law you can kill babies. Well, I say that's wrong. And you got a law that I got to go starve to death in my house and watch the whole economy shut down and watch hundreds of millions of people starve to death, piss up a rope. But I kept waiting to go going, come on, we need to get the law changed or have a ruling because I didn't want to tell listeners to go out and violate the law. I didn't want to see you getting arrested. It's a decision you got to make. But that's what things have come down to here. And I talked to my lawyers, my family lawyers about it. And they said, look, as sure as the sun came up, the minute you go out in that crowd, your ex-wife's going to file to take your kids. And that was like last Monday. And by Friday, the lawyer calls up and goes, did you know the Supreme Court just ruled a few days ago? Texas Supreme Court that you can do this and that they can't take your kids. So, you know, be careful and take your zinc. But that's the discussions that are having to go on around here. And folks, you're having to have those discussions as well with your family. But I can tell you, we're going to lose everything if we don't stand up right now. This damn virus could be killing 2% of the public. It's not even killing 0.1%. And I would say we've got to stand up because civilization's very tenuous and it's breaking down irrevocably right now. It may be too late to avoid a gigantic, deep, prolonged depression. An extra 20 million people on top of the 10 million already starving to death are dying right now. These are real people. These are little kids with ribs sticking out on them, okay? And my God, the liberals are always like, oh, let's go take abandoned dogs and cats and let's take them in and take care of them. Okay, great. How about we take care of some people? Because you write off all those people, you've just written yourself and everything else off. It's just that simple. You know, I've had the globalists tell me that if I don't leave Bill Gates and the globalists, the New World Order alone, they're going to put me in prison or kill me. And I had to tell them, you know, go to hell because it's my integrity. And when folks tell me, hey, I'm not going to come on your show if you have that guy on, well, I have my integrity. That person's not going to be on my show. And that's just another example of how this world's become leaderless. And, well, I'm going to be a leader. And you need to be a leader, too. Leadership is doing what you know is right, regardless of the consequences. We are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to make a very important announcement here. I think this is the time to do it. I've been pondering doing this for many, many years at different junctures that I knew that myself, the country, the world was at a particularly dangerous point, but I've really held back doing it. But now, in the next few days, I'm going to come into the studio. Or I might just do it live. This is just really kind of a precursor right now. And record my last broadcast. Or if I die broadcast. Because I hope to be here in 5, 10, 20 years. I hope to turn this around. But the climate we're in, what's happening in the world, how the globalists are now moving at lightning speed at every level, now is the time to record the final broadcast. A broadcast that would go out after I've been killed or silenced. And to just really make the most important statements that need to be made in a concise, cogent way. And, you know, giving a speech like that is a hard one to give because it's not scary to give that speech. It's that you really want to make it the most important speech of your life, don't you? Your last speech, your last words. And America's facing its last days. And you're facing the last of your freedom. I mean, we're really going into the inferno now. So let me just have this little short precursor to my final broadcast, which, again, I hope will not be my final broadcast, but will be one that I will air as if it was my final broadcast, so it's on record in case they shut us down. It at least is out there in some form, though they are good at removing things now with their AI system and all their little dutiful human helpers. But it's with a real sense of urgency and sadness, but also of accomplishment and satisfaction that I have come much further than I ever thought I would, and I didn't ever expect to be in this leadership position. I was trying to warn everybody, believing there were men better than I and women better than I who would take on the leadership that would want to stop a worldwide government extermination program that makes the Nazis look tame. And there's been some resistance. There are some people in the government and systems that aren't for it. But the death cult is too well dug in and too well entrenched. And they're going to accomplish their first few rounds. I've done a lot of analysis on it and a lot of research. We've heard them so bad that even with AI censoring all future text through the spoken word and through the oral traditions, the truth is getting out. And when they kill almost everybody, there will be a large human resistance of hundreds of millions that will take them out. Humans can do anything when we're enraged and motivated. And that's really what matters now, doesn't it? And the good thing is we weren't hit flat-footed. And we're going to get these people in the end. I won't be here. Most of us won't be here. But I'll assure you, the New World Order is not going to get immortality. They're not going to merge the machines. And they sure as hell are going to pay for what they've done, dumbing us down, turning us against each other, promoting racism in the name of fighting it, promoting their damn Satanism and their pedophilic crap everywhere. And I could feel God's pure rage. So shining through my body, it's distorted and it has some evil in it, but that's only my flesh. I can feel God's pure enlightenment and pure rage at what's going on here. And I can assure the New World Order, the Hillary Clintons, the Bill Gateses of the world, the Rothschilds, all of these New World Order people that you are going to be destroyed. And your seed will not go forward, and you will be broken, and you will be imprisoned with yourselves forever. So hope you enjoy it. And that's really what matters. You know, I'm mad at myself that I've not done the best job some of the times I could, but you know what? That's when I stumbled. My spirit was always strong, and I've always done things because I knew it was the right thing to do. And I can see our work together, everything you've done as listeners, as viewers, promoting the truth, being attacked for it, pushing out our articles and videos, even though they're imperfect and embarrassing in ways, but it's human, it's real, and it's uncoordinated because it is coordinated. It is absolutely real, authentic, and the enemy knows that, and they just don't know what to do about it. And so humanity's beautiful, and I believe in you, and we're going to make it through this together. But it's going to be rough, folks. And I, for the first time in my life, began to feel guilt having children yesterday. I've always known that you have to have children to bet on the universe and to get closer to God and to not be selfish and to mature and to really become your ancestors and their projection of the future, their will for us to survive and share our time together and share our humanity. And it's that human experience that's so beautiful. It is the journey that's the destination. And anyone that tells you that you're not essential, anyone that tells you you're ugly or you're bad because of where you're from or what color you are or any of that is evil. And the people that remind you of those divisions constantly in the name of fighting them are actually the real racists that want to kill you and your family. And let me just tell people of color something. The Democratic Party is founded and is run to enslave and kill you. The Republicans are just establishment blue blood dorks and don't know what's going on, most of them. And you have to understand the eugenicists, they don't want to just get rid of what they call the third world populations. They want to get rid of everybody because these people hate themselves. They have bought into such selfishness and they've inbred in just such disgusting ways And you can inbreed black people, you can inbreed white people, you can inbreed anybody, and you get monsters, folks. You get selfish psychotics because you're not supposed to have sex with your brothers and sisters. You're not supposed to have kids with them. And these people are mentally ill, okay? And they're dangerous and they're bad. And we've got to fight them. And I just don't want folks, when you see me drug through the mud and attacked, it's not about Alex Jones. They do that because they see InfoWars as last man standing, as what they fear, males standing up strong and saying no and not being afraid and rallying fellow humans, and then women getting involved and waking up and waking others up there. They're worried about humans coming together. And so the reason you need to know that I'm a winner and that you're a winner is that when they say they've destroyed me, when they say they killed me or they put all these lies out, you have to understand that they did that because we were too strong. And you don't have to believe that I'm a loser. We're winners, folks. Obi-Wan Kenobi, to give you a cheesy analogy, was not the loser when Darth Vader cuts him down. He's the winner because he chose to do that so the young generation would get pissed off. Just like Colonel Travis at the Alamo knew he was going to die. But he really believed in Texas. He didn't like the tyranny of Santa Ana. He didn't like the fact they wouldn't let him be Christians. He didn't like the fact that they'd engaged in massacres. Just like, and he wanted to be like his grandparents and his father and others that had fought the British. And he'd heard those stories about guys fighting, you know, 6-1, 10-1. And he aspired to that. And so he laid down his life with 180 plus other people so that other people would see an example, not a failure, but a victory. That's a victory. Controlling yourself and fear until there's not even fear anymore, but absolute pleasure in the blessing of being persecuted and being destroyed for the right thing and standing against the lies and knowing you're right and knowing you know God and knowing there's good and evil and choosing God and knowing God's real. I'm not scared that world government's here and Satanism is out in the open because and world government and microchips because it's true. And I've had spiritual experiences. I know the spirit world's real. I know God's real. But to see it manifest in the third dimension is something to rejoice about because the evil was already hidden. It's coming out in the open because humanity is about to take a giant leap past the stars. And it can't stand that we're better than it. It can't stand that we're more advanced than it. It can't stand that we're so amazing and are made in the image of the Creator. And so it is a extreme honor to stand against the New World Order. Not persecution, not a failure, not any of that. In such a short life, to stand up for what's right, that's what everything is about. And I know I'm stating things that are obvious to everybody, but we have to turn loose of any fear or even any guilt. Because I'm like, man, if I keep pushing this hard, I won't be here for my children. And God's like, I'll be there. And see, that's the secret. Our ancestors made such sacrifices for the promise that their progeny would be given providence. But providence is like a torch or a baton that has to be passed forward. And we have to pay in blood. And I will. And I know you will as well. We'll be right back. All right, I want to give the number out. I want to take your calls. And I've got a bunch of clips and news to cover. But it just gets to the point where it just gets so disgusting. But the good news is everyone I know is totally rejecting stuff like Together at Home, world government propaganda with Lady Gaga stumbling around up there. Lady Gaga, on record, has to have someone sleep with her in her room because demons try to eat her at night. She admits that. Wow, that sounds like a wonderful God you serve. Man, really must be fun. I can just instantly stand on a mountain in my mind and just see for infinity. I have no fear. I couldn't imagine serving a God that ravages your brain where you live in constant torment. That's not a god. That's a damn virus. The New World Order sucks. It's a parasite here trying to suck everything off of us. It's good. The devil doesn't give you sex. The devil doesn't give you your children or your experiences or the beauty in the world. The devil destroys it. And the devil is a very real entity. There is evil on this planet directing this, propping it up. You look at the people that serve evil. They are absolutely pathetic. I never was into Hollywood and never really cared about it. But now I detest it and cannot even be around it. Get them off the screen, please. I can't look at them. Clowns. Selfish. Broken. Weak. And what do the weak seek? They seek to hurt the strong and to convince you that you're bad so that they can get you to hand over the authority and the birthright you've been given. Because when you love God and you love justice and you feel that goodness, the enemy hates that. And they want to take that away from you. That strength you've got. You got to stop being ashamed of that strength. You got to start standing with authority with that strength. And look the enemy right in the eye. And say, I'm sorry that for whatever reason, in your bloodline, in who you are, that you don't receive the transmission. Because that's it, folks. Their radio's set to another channel. And the channel looks and sounds like the movie Event Horizon. When they go through the dimension that's hell. That's what it is. About like that. I've seen it. And I don't want to tune into it ever again. Well, they're trying to tune the whole planet into that frequency. And you say, why on earth would you want to do that? It's because it absolutely takes you over. It's a possession. It's a rape. Again, the space aliens don't show up in little green outfits and flying saucers. They're here, and they've always been here. And they want you dead. And it's not like there's some cleanup crew getting rid of something bad. These things like to kill people and hurt things. That's why they're low level. That's why they got to pick on babies. We'll be right back. I have been very, very restless and very, very mad at myself. And I know a lot of you have been mad at yourselves as well because you keep believing you can change the world and that you are strong enough to fix it when all we need to do is just give it to God. Now, that doesn't mean we don't go out and fight and speak out. But we cannot let this enemy demoralize us, and we cannot let the pain that we know these children and others are going through hurt us. We have to know it. We have to stand with God, but we have to give it to God. Doesn't mean that we don't feel. But we have to say, God, I need help with this. And that's what I've been doing, and I've been a lot better. Because I see all the world government out in the open, the enforced microchips, and how they target children, and just it enrages me. It really does. And it's not good, and it's not It's not what is healthy. And so I know we're all going through this together, okay? But we just need to pray to Jesus and just ask God for protection and ask God to help us psychically deal with these situations, because those of us that do feel and do see how crazy things have gotten and who know what's happening and who already understood it, we're like, don't you see it now? Why are you going along with this? Because humans are designed to go along with each other. You grow up in a little village and dad and grandpa and grandma take you down and you catch fish. And when they tell you, don't go by that crocodile, later you see that crocodile, you know, eat a deer or something, you know they told you the truth. And your whole life, people around the village were good. There was like one guy that was crazy and bad and, you know, he got out of control and hurt somebody. So, you know, some of the men grabbed him and threw him off a cliff one time, you know. But the village is good. It knows what to do. It's not sick. But then your village becomes successful because you're planting crops and you're hunting. And all of a sudden, you're not 100 people, but you're 1,000 people. And the con artists show up. And the traveling con artist comes into your little town. Could have been in ancient Africa, could have been in ancient Europe, could be in ancient Asia, ancient Latin America. It's always the same story. The witch doctor comes in, the bad witch doctor, and he says, you've been bad. You don't believe in this God. You haven't given an offering, so it's going to eat the sun 2 weeks from now. Well, that person just has mathematics and history, and a priesthood has told them the dates that these things are going to happen. This is how the con artistry began. And everybody laughs at the guy and whatever. You know, they throw him out of the village. But in a couple weeks, the son gets eaten by the monster. And he walks out, and he's got some primitive fireworks. He's dug out of a mine. He strikes him, and some blue flame comes out of the fire. And he goes, bow down to me, because I'm the representative of the God, and I will make the sun come back that, you know, cures illnesses and grows the crops that, you know, keeps you warm and you really like it. And you get on your knees to him, and he goes, okay, set me up in the best area of the village, and I want you to start taking that pottery you make, and I want you to start making it for me, and then I want you to give me 10 of your strongest young warriors, because there's another village 20 miles away. We're going to start going to the temple there and selling the stuff. And he's just a priest sent out by the priesthood to take your town over. Your town got big enough where he moseyed on into town and told you he'd give you all these secrets and stuff. Maybe he'd pull a tooth that was rotten for you, whatever. He's got some good knowledge, but he works for a priesthood that's cold-blooded, that 1,000 miles away has got these big structures and pyramids and all this advanced stuff. And is sending you out to, quote, become civilized. But they're not getting you civilized, folks, because just as soon as that trade happens and just as soon as that opens up, oh, the gods say, these 10 strong men you sent me, well, they're needed to go on a long ship voyage. We need to get them to get on a ship. And then they are put on the ship and they're sent as slaves. And these are real historic examples of how society's going to bondage, okay? So today, that's what all this is. That's what COVID-19 is, and that's what the lockdowns are. And you see Congress, the authority figures, they're wearing the mask, and it's going to be throttled on and off, and now you can't leave your homes. It's the carbon tax. It's the regulations. It's the control. It's the you're non-essential. It's all of their agendas, the cashless society, the implantable microchip, the forced inoculations. All of it at once. And why doesn't Pelosi wear an actual mask? You know, she can get one. She wears a bandana because they're oppressive. Because they're horrible. But see, they made the medical corps wear them forever. They're the cult. They're the priesthood. And they're the priesthood we trust the most. They bought off the churches. They've got it all. So now the priesthood is taking full control. Let me show you this article. It's at drudgereport.com, Kellen McBreen article. Driver wearing N95 mask passes out from lack of oxygen, crashes into pole. Police say driver had been wearing an N95 mask inside the vehicle for several hours. Oh, yeah. Everyone's doing it. I see it. The idiocy is just mind-blowing. And I thought at first the people that were pushing it, even some of mine know, I thought, oh, well, they're just getting into the hysteria. No, no, no. They've been paid, folks. I now confirmed that a lot of these big sites out there that are telling you to quarantine and telling you never take the mask off, they've been paid by PR firms. And guess who those PR firms are connected to? The Communist Chinese. You know, that came out even in the New York Times 2 days ago. The Communist Chinese are fine. They're open for business. But as soon as they saw us starting to wake up, they went, oh, it's back. Oh, we're shut again. More spraying the disinfectant, more locking people up. It's all directed by Bill and Melinda Gates. So, yeah, the cold kills 30, 40,000 a year. Pneumonia, even more than that. The flu, 35,000. They're just contributing all those names into the same bucket and saying COVID-19, and it is a bioweapon, and it is man-made. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Bill and Melinda Gates and the New World Order own the damn thing, and the patents for the vaccine you take that gives you a medical number that's used in a computer for your right to buy and sell with a bracelet at first, and then an implantable chip, and then a ink nanotech injected into your body, and it's all been announced. And the public's freaking out when they read the Bill and Melinda Gates patents and they read and they see the TV shows about, oh, you get this digital tattoo under the skin. It's so great. And then Reuters goes, it's not true. Why, this Bill and Melinda Gates thing's just a vaccine. There's no microchip in it. A vaccine hadn't even been made yet. When that's a whole separate thing from their patents on ink microchips under the skin and other systems like bracelets that track you. They play this lawyer game. Oh, no. There's nobody wants you to get a chip when USA Today says, headline, you will take the chip. You will take the chip. I will not take the chip. Nobody said there's any chips. Well, yeah, you just said so. No, I didn't. You're crazy. By the way, it's time for drag queen story time. We've got a convicted pedophile. He raped an 8-year-old boy. His helper raped a 7-year-old boy. They're going to put on drag queen story time. Yeah, there it is. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And, you know, I've been calling up a lot of famous people I know. Not that means anything. They're nothing unless they do the right thing. And then they can be auto mechanic does the right thing. They're a hero. I think they're amazing. But I've been calling these people up and I'm like, you know, your money's not going to protect you. You know, you need to get out of Los Angeles. You know, you need to get out. You know, all the establishment folks are getting everybody out. You understand. And they're like, yeah, I know, I've been briefed. I know it's dangerous. I know what's happening, Alex. And I'm like, really? So you're part of it? And, well, no, I'm not part of it. I'm just trying to protect myself. You're not protecting yourself getting under the wings of the spider. That's the worst place to be. You want to be away from the spider hole. Oxygen to live. You would think that I was insulting your intelligence, but they literally have leftists for decades running around the universities, on talk radio, in government, saying if you're not a medical doctor, you can't say vitamin C is essential. If you don't get vitamin C in about 3 months, all your teeth fall out and every old cut on your body opens up and then you start bleeding out your ass till you die. There's only one group of mammals that don't need vitamin C, and they're called rodents. And they are the dominant mammal species. If you look at the number of life forms, they produce it in their intestines. All other mammals do not. And if you don't have vitamin C, you die. Now, why with all this news and all your calls and all this crazy stuff would I start this segment with that? Because I sat there this morning when I woke up at 3:30. I've got to start making myself sleep longer. The world's so crazy. I can't sleep now. It's like it's insane. Because the time is short. Things are so important. And I hadn't watched Trump's press conference from the night before. I was with the kids. So I watched the whole thing, including the others that came out after him. And I mean, I think it took years off my life, man. I mean, Trump knows they've turned the public into like three-year-olds. So let me tell you, Trump doesn't talk like that, folks, when he's talking to somebody that's smart. He finishes your sentences. Okay, you don't get the, you know, dopey talk stuff, but he knows they've put people in a childlike state. So he goes, I bet I said sunlight might have been good. And then we asked the scientists, and we have a big super laboratory, and they found out for the first time that sunlight kills the virus. And then he goes, and I bet it does something good with your skin. I know the media is going to attack me. I bet sun hitting your skin helps it. Of course, he knows vitamin D3, you die without it. I mean, you know, but he knows, see, if you just tell somebody, they don't care. Like vitamin D3, you have to have it to live. The best form is from sunlight. White people come from the north. There's not as much sun. So you don't have melanin to protect yourself because you're like, give it to me. When you're in the sun all the time, you don't need as much. So you got melanin to block it. It's a natural sunscreen. It's all it is. That's the body. It's amazing. And so he's there like going, and 1 + 1 = 2. And then the reporter's like sitting like, how dare you try to mislead people? Why are you? You're not a doctor. You're not supposed to say sun is good. And I mean, this is what we've, I mean, everyone should just be outraged by that. But they're teaching you like, Donald Trump is not a doctor, so he can't tell you that the sun is good and good for you. Trump goes, I have a feeling it's good for your skin. The sun is good for your skin.
Sun is good for you, folks. I know you know that. And they're like, he knows he's baiting them to attack. And so the public will go out and research, is sun good? And of course, folks, the sun will eat through a battleship. Oxygen eats metal. But they had all those articles. Media Matters. Jones is now claiming the sun kills the coronavirus. The World Health Organization says conclusively there is no known treatment or no known cure. What the hell does that mean? Once it's in your lungs replicating and you're sick because you're run down, don't have enough vitamins for the building blocks, it can kill your ass. I'm simply saying sun is good and produced vitamin D3, and sun kills viruses. It's why you don't have the big flu season and cold season in the summer. This is like, don't pour gasoline on yourself and light it, information. It's just facts, but it's like the public that buys into this fetishizes, oh, we can't listen to the president. I love these idiotic headlines. Is vitamin D needed to fight COVID-19? I don't know. Do humans need oxygen? Do bears take dumps in the woods? I mean, this is idiocracy, folks. These people know every Netflix show, every baseball score, everything, every NFL draft pick, but they don't know that their daughter's smoking crack at age 12 in the woods behind the house. It's spiritual laziness, ladies and gentlemen. And I understand what Trump's having to do. He's like spoon feeding somebody that's brain damaged. You know, the brain reboots to baby. If you're in a big car accident or motorcycle wreck, And you have to retrain those people. You show them how to go to the bathroom, potty train them again. You gotta teach them how to eat, how to walk, how to talk. Happened to my dad's brother. Took him a couple years to get him back. It was just like training a baby because his brain was out on the pavement and it was a reset. And the brain went, reset. I have to learn all this over again. And Trump's up there going, you know, I heard that the sun might be good. Folks, they knew thousands of years ago, every culture said, if you have a fever, if you're sick, they would take old people out and lay them in the sun. They worshiped the thing because they knew it made plants grow. They saw the plants open up for it. They saw them grow. When there was clouds, the plants, the flowers didn't open. They knew if they felt bad. I mean, I can be depressed, exhausted, had no sleep for 2 days, and it's a sunny day, and I go out in my backyard in my underwear, man, and I just lay out, and I fry for a couple hours. And yeah, it'll give me cancer down the road, but boy, was my life not better because it's electromagnetic, and it's breaking DNA. It's cooking my skin, but my skin loves it. What's a cell tower? Oh, it's another thing, see, but not what we're designed or developed with. And it's doing the same stuff to us, but another way. So that's the reality of this, ladies and gentlemen. I'll come back and play the clip and go to your calls, but I love how Trump has to trot a scientist out to go, sunlight kills viruses. Folks, if you lay out in the sun for 3 days, in a desert, you'll die. You'll have blisters all over your body. It'll kill you. It's a laser beam. Of course it kills viruses. It's a gigantic thermonuclear controlled explosion, so huge it's contained its mass and has giant coronal ejections thousands of times bigger than the Earth shooting out. The astronauts in the International Space Station, when a solar flare comes, have to get behind the water tanks to get some protection. The water tanks are 10 feet thick. And when they get low on water, they have to get off the space station because without it, they'll die. We have 10 feet of water as well. It's our space shield. From 35,000 feet to sea level, on average, is 10 feet of water. 1 inch of rock. That's right. The dust in here is our shield as well. These are the facts they don't want you to know. They want you ignorant. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Joe Biden just came out. It's on Infowars.com and said Trump's going to suspend the election. What they do is they always tell you what they're going to do. But so subconsciously, when it actually comes out, they're the ones that are behind it. But up front, you've already heard that Trump was going to propose it. So it's okay. They're going to propose it. That's how the weird psychology works, these people. And it's total deception. If you're just conscious that they're a pack of liars and know their tricks, then it's an annoyance, but you see right through it. But when you're unconscious and you're just buying into whatever you're told, man, that's called being a robot. You know, my wife says that I breathe like a dog, and it's true. My nose has been broken quite a few times, and I probably should have a surgery. Joe Rogan said it was the best thing he ever did because he's had a broken nose a lot from fighting professionally. But I have trouble with a mask, and a lot of folks have trouble breathing with them. But we're going to go to your calls in a moment. We've had listeners, a lot of calls and a lot of comments on InfoWars saying, why are you criticizing wearing the mask, but then you're selling masks? Well, that's a nuanced answer. And in that is really an example of how the rest of the world works. If you personally want to wear a mask, knock yourself out. Them trying to order everyone to do it, to make us all suspect and say we're bad, when the very groups doing it are saying that the lockdown will never end, forced inoculations, they're doing it as dog training and making you submit. And so if you've got to take your children into the doctor's office or you've got to go to the grocery store and we're living in a martial law scenario, I'm not saying you're going to make your stand every day. Like when I go in a grocery store or I go in a convenience store,
it's preacher time. And I'm always like, why don't I bring crew with me? I just do it spontaneously. I pull over, I get gas, kids want some ice cream. I go in, hey, sir, put your mask on. I'm like, hey, already bought my gas out here. I'm going to get this ice cream or I'm going to leave. Hey, man, it's just, I go, I know it's the company. Tell you what, I got one right here. I'll put this on, but I see you're wearing those gloves. You know you're supposed to take those off every transaction. That's total theater. Yeah, I heard that. They tell us to do it. I'll go, I understand. I just want to talk to you as a human. Other folks, hey, Alex Jones, how you doing? But it always happens by them shaking hands, taking pictures. And by then, it's like, oh, yeah. And then the clerk sees me shaking hands. More people come in, I'm shaking more hands. And everybody's like, yeah, screw this. It is a hoax. I'm like, oh, I got John Roberts. I've done this four times since the John Roberts, man. Four times I've got it. And I go, John Roberts. And it's an authority figure in the White House going, it's less than 0.1%. It's all a hoax. And they go, yeah, I heard about that. And it's like high-fiving and, oh, yeah, great. And that's happened three of the four times. One time the guy said, yeah, get out of the store. But he was telling me when I was in the parking lot, he's at the window going, hey, put your mask on. He's pointing at his mask. Put your mask on. I'm like, dude, I'm not going in your liquor store. I'm here in the parking lot talking to my son. How do you know I'm not going into AT&T? How do you know I'm not going So I'll go to your calls. It's just, I want to play this clip first. It's just so illustrative of the mind control, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and I had one guy with gloves arguing with me. He goes, sir, it's for all of our safety. And I said, unless you change the gloves every time you take money or every time you do something, it does nothing, dude. It does zero. But see, they're all like, you know something. Are you trying to show off? You know something? And see, it's not even an IQ issue. It's these people never got into knowledge and how one piece of knowledge connects to another piece of knowledge. That's why the globalists are always like, don't connect things. Just see things this one way or that. And like every school of thought is always fighting with the other school of thought. Whereas I am a universalist. I see a lot of truth in a lot of things, but they all interconnect. And it's all human perspective. But to say a 200-year-old cult of Germans that came up with psychology now runs the planet and what they say is how the world works, a lot of what they say is true because they're naming something that already exists. Like if a botanist named a plant a name, that's the name because they named it that, but it's just a plant. Or like if somebody studying insects or birds, an ornithologist names something a hummingbird, well, it's still that bird. Just because they named it doesn't mean they were the bird or they made the bird. Just because you have a picture of a Bengal tiger doesn't mean you've got a Bengal tiger, see? But, oh, because they point something out that we know exists, a type of person, a type of thing. Oh, they are in control of people because they were able to say and name it. That's the cult of BS, ladies and gentlemen. I remember in my divorce, court ordered psychological. And they wrote it in the report, and I'm sitting there, and the guy goes, how much money does your company bring in a year? And I went, $25 million. And the guy looks at me. He didn't know who I was. This is like 6 years ago. And I went, you know, that's the gross. I don't make that. Okay, well, the next question. Do people talk about you in restaurants? Like, do people ever whisper about you? And I said, yeah, I'm, you know, public figures. People. He put in the report, he goes, well, Jones claims he makes $25 million. We know that's not true. And he says people talk about him. I don't know who he is. From a guy with a doctorate put because he didn't know who I was. Talk about one-dimensional. That I made up $25 million and I made up people talk about me. I ran into that guy in a grocery store because now I'm pop culture super famous. And I walked over and I said, hey, in your report, it says that I made it up, that people know who I am. Do you still think that? And he said this to one of the lawyers too later, I learned. Oh, well, I never said it was conclusive that you're a narcissist because people talk about you. I just didn't have proof. See, that's how the science works. Oh, because he's the God. He's the doctor. Well, I don't know who you are. So I think it's not true that you bring in $25 million a year. I think it's not true that people talk about you because he's in his own little bubble. And he started laughing at me. He goes, yeah, you don't bring in $25 million. And I thought he was joking. I went, yeah. You know, we sell products that we fund ourselves. So that's how we fund things. It costs a lot, satellites, bandwidth. You know, I go, a lot of that's product cost. Most of that, and the employees, he's like, no, you. Does it make you mad? I don't know who you are. And I said, are you trying to make me mad? No, I don't care. You don't know who I am. I said, is this some kind of, the guy's completely mentally ill, folks. He's a nobody. But see, I was court ordered to go sit there so he could zip his pants down because he went through and piss on me and like, oh, nobody knows who you are. You're not big $25 million, you know. And again, that's who these people, and I didn't tell that story about me because about me. It's the how ridiculous all this is that this nobody now is like this God and pronounces the conviction that because I'm pro-human and I am confident and I believe in humanity, that they've made that a mental illness, a competent man who's successful. A, that can't be true because you're only successful through their guilds. And B, it's sick and weird to be excited and feel good. By the way, in their own narrow definition of a narcissist, narcissists don't care about people. They don't give tips. And they fall apart when they're under pressure. That's not me. But again, it's their little cult term. It's their little thing. And then we sit there and our whole lives are run by these guilds. And we bow down to the lawyers and the doctors and the psychologists. And all they are is grasping people on average wanting power. When the real power is growing crops, butchering your own meat, taking care of your children, standing up for yourself. You're not looking for a fight, but if somebody wants one, you can get it. You want to get your head knocked in, you will. I'm not looking for violence, but I'm not afraid to deal it out. And when I do, I'm going to knock your head off. Your phone calls coming up. I love you. Stay with us. Clear, folks, if they take me out, I'm right where I wanted to be the whole time. I'm a winner. They don't defeat me, killing me, or putting me in prison. I want everybody to understand that, but I'll say this. Here's an example. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system that I bought four-stage ion filter systems like 7 years ago when I got my divorce. I was moving out, and I wanted them for allergy purposes, and they were great, made my life better. They were $800 a piece. And then our big sponsor that does the Pro Pure and or does the Alexa Pure and does a bunch of other great stuff, they said, "Hey, we're coming out with the best air filter for $300." And I went four stage ion. They said, "Yeah, it costs us like $150. You'll get like 75. We'll get 75." I'm like, "That's great." Now they get them made for $100. I'm telling you what they get them made for. And because that's how everything gets cheaper. But then when we're selling it, $200, I'm getting $50, they're getting $50. So yeah, that gets your gross up huge, giant to fund things where you're bringing in $30, $40 million. Well, hopefully this year, so we can stay open, but because you got to bring in $15, $20 million that actually funds the operation. That's the money you've got. But I mean, we really, that's what's crazy about My Patriot Supply is they made the best gravity fed filter out there. Compared to competitors that are $500. And I love ProPure. They're as good in some tests, not in others. It's apples and oranges. We just go out and say, what's the top rated gravity fed filter? And the crazy thing is usually whatever the best is, isn't the most expensive. That's what you find about. Like, it's crazy. You'll see some really expensive, fancy thing with all this marketing and it doesn't cut out stuff like these do. And I'm not even plugging that right now. It's 30% off. I mean, at the price they're selling these, I'm making like $30. So we got to sell a lot of these to fund the operation. But that's going on. Supermel Vitality, when we had it scanned by a big lab, is a third as strong as the powdered forms of male vitality we sell that aren't as good as sellers. And why aren't they as good? They're natural, they're organic, but they're powdered. This is cold pressed, and we don't know anybody else. They don't want to get harassed or attacked. I can say their name, but I'm not. It's been around 50 years or more. It's the top of the line hoity-toity folks. Like they're liberals, but like real liberals in Utah that makes these for us. And everybody just gets it and wants more of it because it works so good, even though it's not as strong as the powdered versions. And they go through a big, long process. It takes 6 months to make it. It's like wine. And it's super male vitality. And people are just like, why does this work so good? It's cold pressed, man. It takes three times the herbs. It's cold pressed. People love it. It's back in stock, 35% off. Because I can't go down 50% on that because we're making like $3 at that. I mean, we need to make 15 bucks or something, you know, on this, the fun things. Emmerich's Essentials Hand Sanitizer. I should have been plugging this more, but it's about to sell out. Organic with the great spray system, with the essential oils. And you heard Homeland Security say that isopropyl alcohol, you know, kills bacteria and viruses. That's like saying, you know, that a 12 gauge will kill a robber in your house. It's like, you know, oh, you can't say that. Oh, fine. This doesn't help you for any with Corona. It's horrible. There's nothing will save you. You're all dead. It's all over. And this just smells really good. That's why I've got it. Anyways, it's amazing. We've got it in peppermint and in lavender and in, of course, my favorite eucalyptus. And it's just super high quality. I mean, I could have gotten alcohol with essential oil in it for a third of the price if I didn't go organic. We even tested it out. And I'm like, nope, this other one's so good. And so there's a lot of money goes into this for what we're selling it to you for. Again, most folks jack things up 5 to 7 times on supplements because you got to have that to find yourself. We don't do that. Retail is usually about 150%, and then we discount it. So there you go, folks. Those are there. Those are going to sell out soon. All right, let me get these clips, and then I'm going to push Baggage back 30 minutes. He understands, and I'll go to Garth and Carlos and Chris and Chubbs and Deborah and Dave and Doug and Jim and Warren. We'll get to every one of those beautiful callers. But first, since I mentioned it, I watched 2 hours of this morning. And when I said it made me lose time off my life, that was a joke. It was actually riveting, but it was getting so upset. And then I was totally getting Trump at a level that I've never gotten him before. I mean, I knew this, but I really got it. Trump's talking to these people like they're 3-year-olds. And he's like, I just have a feeling the sun's good hitting your body for some other reason, not just killing the virus. And the media nationally attacks going, he's insane. Sun hitting your body does not stop viruses. Sure, it might kill them on the surface, but and everybody's going, wait a minute, vitamin D3, your body makes it. And so he's the master of knowing that if he just goes, vitamin D3 is essential, you've got high levels of it, it's very hard to get the coronavirus. Same thing with zinc. He knows they'll just attack. He's like, I just like the sun. There's just something about it. He knows how to get people to listen. Because I just do the frontal assault. Vitamin D3, vitamin C, vitamin zinc, zinc. No one cares. Like, shut up. You ought to be arrested for saying that. Trump's like, I heard people said zinc. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I heard zinc might be good. That makes people go out and look for themselves. When they've got studies out of Germany and Brazil, look it up, with aerosolized into children that have death pneumonia. 99%, folks. It just totally knocks it out. The media wants you arrested if you say that, because these are ghouls. These are villains. So he's got the scientist, the head Homeland Security scientist, up there telling people sun kills viruses. They knew that before they discovered viruses. Doctors in every culture said, go out in your underwear and lay in the sun for a couple hours. The sun kills the vapors. They thought darkness and mist did it. You know, they just knew sun's good. Turns out they were right. But we're having to relearn the sun is good for us. Here it is.
The virus dies the quickest in the presence of direct sunlight under these conditions. And when you look at that chart, look at the aerosol as you breathe it. You put it in a room, 70 to 75 degrees, 20% humidity, low humidity. It lasts, the half-life is about an hour. But you get outside and it cuts down to a minute and a half. We're also testing disinfectants. Readily available. We've tested bleach. We've tested isopropyl alcohol on the virus, specifically in saliva or in respiratory fluids. And I can tell you that bleach will kill the virus in 5 minutes. Isopropyl alcohol will kill the virus in 30 seconds. And that's with no manipulation, no rubbing, just spraying it on and leaving it go. You rub it and it goes away even faster.
It's on somebody's hands, right? And yes, they haven't touched their face and all of the things.
And it's exposed to the sun. It'll
I know, but if they're outside, right, and their hands are exposed to the sun, mm-hmm, will that kill it as though it were on a piece of metal or something else?
Not, I don't want to say it will at the same rate, because it's a non-porous surface. But what we do know is that we looked at the worst case scenario, and the virus lives longer on non-porous surfaces. So porous surfaces, it doesn't live quite as long. So in theory, what you said is correct.
You know, when you see this, a lot of people have been talking about summer. Maybe this is one of the reasons. I once mentioned that maybe it does go away with heat and light, and people didn't like that statement very much. The fake news didn't like it at all, and I just threw it out as a suggestion, but it seems like that's the case, because when it's on a surface that would last for a long time, when that surface is outside, it goes away very quickly. I think
so. Trump knows they've dumbed the public down, so he comes out and says, hey, get sunshine, you shouldn't be cooped up, get your zinc, get your, and they're like, shut up, you are gonna kill people. So he has to bring a scientist out to go, we didn't just look at the 10,000 studies and known medicine for 3,000 years and everything else. We did our own test. I mean, they have to reinvent the wheel because the president's been so demonized, he can't even go out and try to give people hope. Unbelievable. Here, let's go to part of this reporter attacking the president. Here it is.
After the presentation we just saw about the heat and the humidity, is it dangerous for you to make people think they would be safe by going outside in the heat, considering that so many people are dying in Florida, considering that this virus has had an outbreak in Singapore, places that are hot and are humid?
Here we go. The new headline is Trump asks people to go outside. That's dangerous. Here we go. Same old group. You ready? I hope people enjoy the sun. And if it has an impact, that's great. I'm just hearing this, not really for the first time. I mean, there's been a rumor that, you know,
a very nice rumor
that you go outside in the sun or you have heat and it does have an effect.
That plants grow in the sun? What?
One of the great laboratories of the world, I have to say, covers a lot more territory than just this. This is...
All right, let's stop there. I'm going to go to your calls. I promise when we come back. But folks, he goes on to go, I got a feeling, though, that sun does something on the skin. I just got a feeling. I'm not a doctor. Because now they're like, this crazy theory that sun on the skin does something good. That's how vitamin D3 is produced. This is 100% fact, not debatable. And yeah, there's during the plague in 1918, they would take them and stick them in the sun. But see, Trump's bad and I'm bad because they're teaching you that information's a conspiracy theory. The sun is firing laser beams at everything. We'll be right back. Take it lying down.
Don't you take it lying down. No. Hold on tight.
Everything's going to be all right. Evil has been planning this for thousands of years. And now, the denial's over. They're rolling in on us. And a lot of people at first are going to greet the globalists as liberators. But as the oppression intensifies, the resistance will explode. And you look at Bill Gates on TV. He used to look happy. He looks like he's dying right now. Because he's got the power to carry his plan out. But as fast as he lays the bricks, it's falling apart under him. I see you. Little Billy Boy Gates and all the trillionaires behind him. They're facing the real judgment. right, we're going to go to your phone calls right now. And then I've got a piece of news that is so gigantor, I'm sure I'll screw it up and mess it up. I mean, we'll go to a call now. When we start the next segment, I'll briefly hit this huge piece of news. And I even told him, get the old Fox intro. It goes, dun 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 dun. You know, I mean, we should have like dancing girls and, you know, elephants in the studio for this. I mean, this is humongoid. And I'm sure it'll just be like, you know, who cares? But it's what we said 6 weeks ago. It's now confirmed. Holy mackerel. With a cherry on top. But let's go to who's been holding the longest here. Let's talk to Garth in North Carolina. Garth, thanks for holding. I love you. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I've been noticing we're in North Carolina, rural North Carolina, near Asheville. We are noticing the governor came out yesterday, Governor Roy Cooper, and said that the first phase will not start until May 8th, just considering the first phase of opening the economy in North Carolina. What are they waiting for? What's happening here? Something doesn't seem right. You know?
They've just blockaded us. We're under siege, brother, and they believe that the public is so stupid that they'll blame Trump, and that we'll vote Trump out of the economy's bad. That's all this is.
The churches are keeping their people scared. I think that the big problem.
Because they're not churches; they're government 501c3 whorehouses.
Yeah, they have taught their people not to understand the scripture and to just listen to what they have to say.
Well, if you're the devil, how do you take over? You hit the church. Look, Rockefellers again, World Council of Churches. They took the churches over. It's the ecumenical movement.
I just wanted to call and say, Alex, keep up the good fight. I've always listened to you since I was a young guy, and keep going, sir.
Well, don't let me interrupt you, brother. I want to hear what you have to say, Garth. What do you make of how crazy this is and out in the open?
Well, I think it's a test for the bigger plan coming.
Exactly.
And I think that we've seen it coming for a while. And between the years from 9/11 to now, they've been setting things up and putting things in motion to take away to where they can surveil us. Ever since you tore apart the TV, ever since you did all the things with Bohemian Grove, all those things they've been putting in place. And now here we are, and we're stuck in a lockdown. And everybody wants to be fearmongers and be afraid of it. When even myself, I feel like sometimes like going out in public is scary or sketchy because
they're all looking for leadership. Look, when I drive down the road in my neighborhood, it took me 40 minutes to get to work today because I just drove through the neighborhood and stopped at each family and said, I'm glad you're outside. The virus overall is a hoax. It has less than 1% death rate. It's about martial law.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I can't defeat the New World Order. You can't. But with God, all things are possible, and we already have, thanks to the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our fortress. He is our general. Our leader. Not Satan, that loser. He will soon be bound and lowered into the pit. And I'm going to be there with you. We're going to see it together. But the whorehouse churches, with all their fake glitter bug stuff, they're not going to be there. And remember that. They're the Pharisees that Christ beat with a whip. All right, let's go to your calls quickly here. And then I've got the huge news I'm going to hit. Start of the next segment, we'll do that Fox intro, okay? Can we do it next segment? Because I want to do the dun, 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 dun. We're going to do it this one. We didn't, which is okay. It's next one. I get caught up in the moment myself. But let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, good to hear from you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it very much. I wanted just to address something that Mr. David Icke in your interview said that was really important. And he said that he felt he had the power. And when he manifested that power, they were scared and that's why I tried to silence him. Of course, he was basing his power on the fact that you, Alex, and InfoWars and other venues have the power to share, as you do with me on the phone right now. So what I wanted to just say is that just like criminologists know that there's a moment of evidence where the intent of the criminal is revealed to the victim, and the victim realizes at that moment, that very critical moment, that something is going to happen that is terrible for the victim. It reminds me of a classic picture in Life magazine of a baboon facing a leopard, and the leopard's there staring at the baboon, and the baboon's like scared, totally scared, mouth open and in total panic. And it seems to me like we're at that juncture, that moment that you were calling for over and over. So what moment are we at? We're at the moment where we can see the victim and the predator situation. And of course, at that moment, that's when the solutions are revealed, because you know you can run, you can flee, or you can freeze. And I think this is not the time for anybody to freeze. I think this is a time to, as David Icke pointed out, when people find out that they can be educated, as InfoWars does educate over so many, many interviewers and callers that you have, that at that point the electorate gets informed so they can make informed decisions.
And that's why they tried to shut everybody down ahead of this. This has all been pre-planned.
Right. And democracy then becomes an inconvenience that has to be postponed, like trying to threaten the election, trying to threaten the electoral process, of course. So what I wanted to say to you is that the solutions are clear, and they're evident, clear, becoming ever more clear and evident to us. And I want to tell you that one of them is the fact that people like Bill Gates, in a sense, they're the fear mongers, okay? He's like a sheepdog, you know, going after the sheep, scaring them into the corral. And it is biblical, the possibilities that they may have in mind, these people that are eugenicists, okay? And that's clear. It's in the Bible. There's a message of Moses where he declares the plagues. And everybody's house, they put a marker on the door, the ones that are going to be spared versus the ones that are not going to be spared. The mark of the, if you want to call it, of the microchip on you, and those that are going to be spared from those that are going to be vaccinated away. And so this is a very serious moment, because now if they can introduce the legislation which they have, there's no liability for a vaccine that goes bad. And if you have the markers underneath the skin that tell you which one, what vaccine to give whom, because of their race or because of their desirability or whether they're essential or not. And I think this is a very serious moment where we have to stop and inform the electorate about what the hell you're going to be. Are you going to be going in the corral because fearmongers like Bill Gates tell you, wow, 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 wow? Or are you going to question, who the hell are you, Mr. Gates? Who educated you in virology? Who are you to make these decisions for us?
Beautifully said. I should take more calls. You know what? On the Sunday show, we'll do 2 hours of calls. Thank you, Carlos. Beautifully said. Let's play a clip from 2008 where they're talking about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's real name and how it's the human depopulation operation. Here's that clip.
In 1997, Dr. Zabin got a call from a friend in Seattle about a potential funding source for an organization that would focus on international population and reproductive health. Bill and Melinda Gates, with just a little money to spend, but a lot of skepticism about the academic approach, agreed to meet with Lori Zabin and her colleagues at Johns Hopkins, and they came away impressed. In 1998, Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control.
Bill and Melinda Gates run worldwide depopulation, and they admit it. But why don't they ever call it the Bill and Melinda Gates Population Control Group? Because then you go, well, what's that mean? Well, that means eugenics. And then, again, there's some arguments that a lot of poor people are having too many kids, and welfare to poor people to have kids is a bad idea. The same leftists did that to create a big, dumb herd of people to then use as a weapon against the middle class. It's a Hegelian dialectic. But the average academic gets told, hey, there's too many poor people. We're going to secretly start getting rid of them. That's why they have secret testing. The old things they've been caught doing is to test and see who'll go along with this. They're really just building a group of psychotics who get good people to work for them, believing they're doing it to save the earth. That's really the macabre endgame. All right, let's talk to Dave in Utah. Dave, you're on the air. We'll go to Deborah and others.
Yes, Alex. How are you today?
Man, I am just born again hard.
Well, heck, let me tell you, Alex, you guys deliver time and time again. The thing about it is I have a ton of your products, been listening to you since the beginning. You know, I thought I was probably one of the only few people out here in Utah doing this kind of thing, at least trying to get the word out when I was a young man about 33 years ago. But let me tell you, I got a ton of your products, got your food supplies, all that stuff. Let me tell people out there, you better take the advice and get your food supplies very quickly, because let me tell you, I have someone that's very dear to me who works for a very large transportation company here out of Utah, and they are nationwide, North America wide. And let me tell you, there's a lot of supply chains that are cut down that not a lot of people know about. And I get updates from this person about, you know, weekly on this stuff. And I'm telling you, it's a lot more grimmer than people think. And you just can't turn the economy on just like that.
Well, Dave, stay there, because I want you to be able to elaborate on this. When I get on air and I tell people that they're starting to have food shortages and that the warehouses are empty and that things are collapsing and that 30 million people are now starving to death in the third world because of this, that's the UN's own numbers. And I don't just believe the UN. I went and checked them. It's probably worse than that. And so I talk to people in food delivery, in food service, in warehouses, in storable foods, in regular foods. They're all telling me that the food comes in, it's shipped out now. It used to be stockpiled, and that now there's not enough work to ship food, and the food's starting to run out. And again, that's what a depression does. Once you shut down all these thousands of small suppliers, then it causes a chain reaction.
That's exactly right. And we can see some of that. We can see some of that here in this, you know, in our own state here, and as well as going into some of these you know, these big box stores like Costco and stuff like that. They're not allowing so many people in, but the thing about it is they got all this stuff that's going bad and they can't even sell it. And it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I got another year's supply from you guys, you know, ordered at the end of February because you can see what's coming. I've been prepared for this stuff for decades, for at least 20 years. And
well, that's another thing. Look how all the preppers and the patriots are right. The UN always said, in fact, I forgot that document. The UN World Food Head was a woman then, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, she said, we will use food as a weapon. I forget her name. Look up UN World Food Program Head says, we will use food as a weapon. God bless you, Dave. I really appreciate you. Anything else?
You bet. Hey, you know what? If warriors stay strong, have hope, God's with us.
Absolutely. God bless you. Exposing this could bring down the globalists. You know, I kind of feel like that 20th Century Fox still is a quintessential fanfare, but aren't air raid sirens, enemy bombers coming in to drop bombs on you? Isn't that really what matters? But see, in the 21st century, you don't send in bombers to bomb people. You send in testing kits. And, oh, it's an accident China has. They just so happen to have the testing kits right in the same room with the virus. And they just so happened to accidentally put it on the needles that went in your arms and give it to you. And they also wiped their shoes with the mask and shipped them over. And the governor of California, the governor of New York, ordered you to wear the used mask. Because we're not in rundown Chinese cities where they have open sewers and all the rest of it, where the government doesn't care about the people, when the people have given up. So there's the Ars Technica story. This is in Bloomberg as well. CDC's failed coronavirus tests were tainted with coronavirus, feds confirmed. Remember Fauci saying, oh, don't worry, don't shut anything, and he was flying thousands back? And Trump was like, you shouldn't be flying people in from China. Let's block that. Let's block Americans till they're quarantined. And Fauci said, oh, no, Mr. President, in February, mid-February, sir, it's fine. And we're like, they're bringing it here to incubate it because Fauci's involved with Bill Gates. And it happened. Think about that. Fauci is a master villain, like out of a James Bond movie. And we knew this back then. But now it's confirmed. The CDC goes, yeah. Twofold. We had false positives because the test had all been marked with the coronavirus. And they believe the test gave people coronavirus. Imagine if Trump shipped over some tests. And they were infected to China, it'd be off of his head. But, oh, Fauci. Let's put Fauci back on screen. He's so smart. He wanted all the Chinese here, said fly them here. He wanted to fly Americans in untested. They released people that had COVID-19 on the streets of Texas, California, New York, Florida, Michigan. And then the lady that created the test at the Wuhan lab, she runs all of Facebook censorship over the science division. They're the fact checkers that when Trump says it came out of Wuhan, well, she says it's not true because she knows she worked at Wuhan. Of course, she never tells you she worked there, whether she has that conflict. And these people have nothing but disdain for you. They think you're totally stupid. And you don't know what's going on. No, it's a real virus that they own that spreads really fast so everyone can be infected with it, even though it's not very deadly, unless you're 89 years old and, you know, had 14 heart surgeries or hanging on to life by your toenails. But again, you want it novel. It's his. It's Gates's. You can't, again, patent something that's natural. You've got to patent like a drug. Can't patent vitamin C, can't patent fish oil, can't patent vitamin D3. You need to have an artificiality. So it's a new little dropping, little egg that Bill Gates put out for you and little Fauci all quacking around and saving us and their little sick cult. And they're totally freaking out because 30, 40% of the public hates their ass now and knows. And so they're just trying to, I mean, you look at Gates, he's really freaked out because he may have a bunch of people submitting to him, but he knows if 1% know he's doing this, he's done. It's more like 30%, 40%, Jack. So what's he going to pull? They'll probably release an even more deadly bioweapon soon. I mean, we're in bad shape, folks. They've made their move. They've dropped the hammer. And that man heads up the most satanic power force on earth. So he's coming with a needle for you and your family. What are you going to do? All right, here he comes. He says he wants to kill you publicly, and he wants to put something in your body because he loves you. See, the meta, they go, why does he say he wants to depopulate us, but then he says he wants to save us? They have to metaphysically put the notice somewhere. It's a legal thing. He has to put the notice there. And then once the notice is there, then he can do whatever he wants. So we have free will. But God goes, you know, my children just don't have free will. You got to warn them. You got to tell them. Because, you know, Satan goes up and has audiences with God and says, I want to do this and that. I'm like, nope, not doing it. You have to trick them to do all these bad things and denounce me. They have to beg for you to destroy them first. Satan goes, okay, I'll treat them to hate themselves, train them to hate America, train them to hate their children. And God's like, okay, well, then you can do it. Because Bill Gates thinks he's midwifing the end of humanity. He's midwifing the end of his existence. Bill Gates is going to be dumped into a particularly nasty area of the universe, I can assure you. Chris in Washington, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going?
Crazy times, brother. What do you think's going on right now?
Oh, too much, buddy, too much. So I live in the devil's state. It's great. But I've noticed everything that they're putting on the mainstream media about Washington State is total BS. Total. There's no National Guard here. They said the National Guard was on the west side of the state. When it wasn't on the west side, it was on the east side. Either or, total BS. Total BS. They're just trying to scare you.
Just yeah, they now admit you. That the hospitals are empty in Europe and the United States. They're just empty.
Oh, yeah. I just had brain surgery in March, and it was dead. Dead. No one in there. And our Governor Inslee, whenever Trump's on TV, he has to be on TV doing the same exact thing during his press conference, trying to take away all the, info and brainwashing you. It's this way, not that way. This way, not that way. And I'm looking outside right now. Someone's walking down the sidewalk with a mask on, and no one's near them. What the heck?
Well, they want to submit because they make it like heroic, like be a hero. You're like in the special forces behind enemy lines fighting Hitler and Red Skull if you just put the mask on. And what you're really doing is buying into their propaganda. God bless you, sir. I really appreciate your call. All right, we have him coming up on the other side. Dr. Nick Baggett, who trailblazed it all. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. So many incredible reports are at band.video. The only way they get out is you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer, tomorrow, noon to 2 p.m., we've got a rally in defiance of the tyranny saying you can't close America. We have links up on Infowars.com. I'll be out there. Owen Schroyer's out there. We need even more people out there. The media called us terrorists on The View, so much more. Separately, I was walking down the hall just now, and I had one of the crew members go, is this really your last broadcast? And I said, I didn't say that. They go, I know, but the Internet is. Well, the Internet's going to do it at once. They're going to edit things together. They're going to, you know, say things I didn't say. I said this could always be anybody's last broadcast. This should be your last day driving down the highway. But, yeah, with the stuff going on and the censorship and the control and the depression and the globalists just escalating everything with this shutdown, who knows? This could all be our last day anytime. So treat yourself, your wife, your husband, your friends, your family that way. And I'm giving myself that speech because you can get stressed out during this, and I can be a jerk sometimes. And I just am trying to give it all to God, just be positive, not have fear, and just thank God that we're aware of what's going on and saying no to it. But also getting prepared. And so we got a lot of big specials running right now. Some of these are going to have to end soon. And who knows how long InfoWars will be here. You know, you get your order in for supplements, it ships out the next day. Storable food takes them a few weeks, but we have it in stock. They just got to package it. Other folks don't have it. I'd get your storable food now, InfoWarsStore.com. But all the other stuff ships out the next day. Fry iodine, 60% off. Sermel Vitality, 35% off. Vitamineral Fusion with the zinc, 50% off. Vaso Beats, 40% off. We have the limited edition COVID mask. I mean, it has InfoWars on it. You're not giving in to the fear. If you want to wear a mask, we've got masks. They want to make you wear them in a lot of places. We're under martial law. It's an act of submission. It's a cone of shame. It's a burqa, basically. I get it. Why are we selling burqas if we're against Islam? Well, I mean, if you're in an Islamic, you know, terror state of the New World Order, you got to wear one. Maybe it's a disguise to wear. The point is we got them. They're there. They're like, hey, you want to sell these masks? They're made in Texas. I go, yeah. I guess at some point I may have to wear one. I'm already getting thrown out everywhere not doing it. So I guess, you know, it's like a little the InfoWars bandit. I know this. I'm being loud in the stores when I'm in there. So that's all available. But let's go ahead and now go to Dr. Nick Begich. Thank you so much, Doc. And we love you, brother.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Alex. It's always great to be with you guys. And I know this has been really a stressful period, I think, in everyone's life right now, just looking at how things have gone. Everything's disrupted. I mean, it's such a frustration, no matter what you do, no matter where you go. Everyone's talking in a muffled voice. So I guess we just have to stick with this a little bit. I guess here in Anchorage, the idea is that on Monday, they're supposed to bring down some of these restrictions. You know, we had our local community objecting to this yesterday. It made our news yesterday. Again, you know, everything is kind of hung up, and the argument being made here in Alaska is, you know, business owners, they want their employees safe. They want their customers obviously safe. And so, you know, people will use good judgment. I mean, come on, America gets it. And at the same time, trying to decompress some of the misinformation has been the biggest challenge. And I think coming out of this, the mainstream media hits another low as people realize you can't trust it, number one. And number two, in terms of government feedback at the state, local, national level, it's just nothing but confusion. No one's getting good data. No one's getting good information. And are overreacting to a lot of the information that's coming out of the mainstream. One of my dear friends, you know, we've been in some conversations about this, and he does the standard feed, you know, CNN, Bloomberg, and Fox. And what I was trying to tell him is, look, if that's where you're getting your news that you're going to plan your life around, you're too late. I mean, you're about a month to a year too late. The alternative media, this media, has always been ahead of the curve. And I've worked with Alex for over 25 years, since the very, very beginning. And in all of that, you know, when I think back, there's been times.
You have been totally ahead of the curve, Doc. I'm sitting here listening to you while I eat my lunch. I'm stop interrupting, but it's been ridiculous how you've been ahead of the curve and predicted it all because you were going off their own reports.
Right. And, you know, when you and I were starting to, you know, together, you know, kind of taking this thing on from different angles, you know, we kept running into the same kind of data consistently. And it wasn't like you didn't have to make anything up. The reality was just so extreme and nobody was seeing it and no one was reporting on it. And to me, that became the void that needed to be filled. And, you know, over the years, I've worked with hundreds of reporters. I work with lots of documentaries on the technology issues, obviously, but also on the politics, the natural resources, the economy, the things that come together to form the reality that we call the world we're in, and to kind of flip it around. I mean, when you talk about fake news, how about fake food, fake news, fake nutrition, fake currency, fake? I mean, where's the reality in all of this? And that's what I think the info warriors certainly have been dialed into for as long as this broadcast has been on the air. And it's one of the reasons that I'm doing this every Friday with the guys. You know, a couple years ago, when Alex was going through some rough things, you know, in terms of the network and his family, all the attacks that were coming on, that's when I decided it's time to double down with the people that have been there since the beginning, since we all were predicting this from different angles, this technocracy, what's evolved here in the country. And now we're seeing the biggest opportunity for globalists to assert a very different agenda, one of absolute control and that which we have been reporting about forever. You know, and it's a war over consciousness, over our minds, over our awareness, over what we decide to do, over our choices even, in terms of what we do as free and sovereign souls. And this is what gets lost in the collective shuffle that's going on right now. And if you think about vulnerability and vulnerable populations, the elderly right now, and we see that, and this is always the case when you have flu viruses of every kind, anytime that you have an outbreak, you need to protect the most vulnerable. And these are the very, very young and the elderly and those whose immune systems are compromised, which today in America, unfortunately, is a significant portion of the population. Now, something I've said and has been said on this program and others is that this circulated long before it was openly reported. This began circulating in November. I was traveling internationally in January, and already the Third World was addressing it. And when the Trump administration announced freezing flights to China and everybody objected, he was correct. He was actually doing what others were already doing, by my own witness, traveling around the planet at the time. What I know absolutely is vulnerable populations are always at risk, and we should be mindful of that. But beyond that, when you look at the numbers that are coming out now as they begin to test larger segments of the population and find out that so many people were in fact infected, but basically were either immune, it didn't affect them in a way that was overt, or was so subtle, it just passed through. But the antibodies are showing up in the blood test, which tells us that this has been around a very long time, circulating much longer than has been reported, which also means that the percentages of those fatalities is much lower than the mainstream has been reporting. And over time, we'll see that unravel. The other thing, again, the mainstream has missed this, but there's 30 strains now. You cannot create a virus inoculation that's going to deal with 30 different strains. That's not the science, at least not the science that we've heard about. And so when you start to think about this, it's building hope, which is a nice thing to have. But let's build it on a foundation of facts rather than a foundation of fiction. That's what the InfoWar has always been about. That's what you have always been about as listeners and participants. You are the tip of the spear. And this is Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I always think about, you know, these particular times when the stress is like unbelievable. And, you know, we're all sort of trapped in our homes, or a bunch of us are these days. And, you know, we can be pretty hard on each other and hard on our families, hard on our friends. We don't mean to be. It's just it is frustrating. And so remember to catch yourself when you can. I know things boil over, but I got a trick. I taught it to my youngest child, and it's really a simple one, and it's one I really recommend. And I want to share it now because it's always good to have a few things up your sleeve, you know, when things get stressful. And one of the simplest things is, as you feel that anxiety rising, that anger rising, or those emotions rising that you know you really don't want to display, as soon as you feel them, don't let them take you like a wave, like an emotional wave dragging you down the beach of life. Stop for just a moment and take a breath. And as you notice that emotion, you know, it's acknowledge it. It's for real. If you're fearful or if you're angry, those are real. You don't just say, oh, I can just pretend they go away. That doesn't work. They're real. So acknowledge them, see them. And as soon as you see them, you actually control those emotions and you can convert them into something else so that that anger, that anxiety becomes something highly productive. It becomes something that can be sort of neutralized and reframed. So you get the shock jolt that you need to get engaged, because that's what those emotions are about. But then you let the rest of you take control, as the whole human being that you are, take control of your life and recognize your sovereign soul and make changes. The stuff coming at us is going to come at us all the time. I mean, I think about sort of the news that's been missed in the midst of all this. You know, we forget that there was World War III about to begin, that there were droughts in North Africa. You know, a lot of things were going on, and it's just kind of been forgotten as if it evaporated. And there's a big disconnect from Wall Street and Main Street. I mean, if you've been paying attention to what's going on in the markets, it's totally disconnected from anything we've seen. And the only reason it's happening is there is a huge floodgate of money. And then the question is, well, why are we going to see inflation? And we may not, because you have velocity of money coming in, but a lot of money being removed. So aggregate money in the system is significantly reduced, at least in terms of how it's circulating. So who knows? You know, I go back, and I was reflecting on this recently. You know, you go back kind of where all the fiat started and sort of the inflation curve started. And you can pick it up. And, you know, when they confiscated gold in the 1930s under the Roosevelt administration, confiscated gold, and then they jacked the price and then froze it. Now, what happened, and a lot of people don't know this, but then during World War II, gold mining and silver mining and non-industrial metals mining was stopped in the United States. You couldn't do it anymore. We were still having a gold rush here in Alaska, but it stopped. The brakes came on. They were still mining right up until World War II, and then they shut everything down as non-priority, and then the war began. Now, what they did in Canada and Australia, they continued to allow the mines to operate, and they gave them even a priority because economically it was important to the regions they were operating in. And so if you look around the world today, what they call the junior mining industry in the precious metals area predominantly is British Columbia, Canada, and Australia, because these countries kept that industry going. And most of the big developments going on in Alaska are being opened up by junior mining companies coming out of British Columbia, Canada, and Australia, even today, because we let ours die. And then after the war, what happened to all of the inflation that kicked on during the war years essentially tripled all the prices. Labor tripled, materials tripled, but gold was frozen. And so the industry never came back, although we have now being developed in Alaska several world-class gold mines. Go look it up. Several are already operating and more are coming online. But think about that as an entire industry being shut out. You know, and Alaska was one of those regions that were shut out. We never got a railroad completed to this state. So a fifth of the national treasury in terms of national resources has no economic route to the lower 48 states where value can be added. And in that adding of value, we can do something, you know. And I think this rethinking of the supply chain, the global supply chain, perhaps will bring attention back to this region of the country that needs that infrastructure that other regions have enjoyed. You know, it was the westward movement that changed everything. But going back to the gold issue for a moment, it was the 1970s, the early 70s under the Nixon administration that the gold window closed. And we quit, you know, settling our foreign obligations with gold. We wouldn't allow that anymore. It was like, you're taking the paper like everyone else. And then what happened? We had inflation. And shortly thereafter, as the inflation kicked in and they tried to create wage and price freezes, which was totally disconnecting again from real economic factors. And right about then, the oil embargo happened, and oil for years stuck at $3 a barrel, all of a sudden escalated and went crazy. And this is the early 70s. This is when my dad was still in the United States Congress. A lot of things were happening, and everyone forgets sort of the backdrop of what was going on. This is when Kissinger and Nixon went into China and created the first Chinese virus, right? And it was an economic one because it slowly eroded the entire West and replaced all of our manufacturing capacity and debased it to China, debased everything that was coming in the 21st century in industrial development and handed it off, and just let our country get gutted and exchanged for bankers and financial transactions that don't produce a single thing. You know, they don't produce real wealth. Real wealth, as I've said before, are four factors of economic production. Read it in any basic economics book, and it is entrepreneurship, labor, land and natural resources, and fourthly, factories, things that make things, capital equipment. Even a shovel can be that. A squeegee cleaning your window is capital equipment, ladies and gentlemen. These are things that can build wealth. Currency, when it's debased, ask them in Zimbabwe. I could show you a $1 billion bill. You can't wipe your rear end with it because it's too uncomfortable. And that's the only utility left in it besides starting fire. And are we going to see that in the U.S.? Maybe not. You know, so many contracts across the world are valued in U.S. dollars in that fiat. And so what's happening now as we walk into this disaster? What we're finding out is that the disconnect between supply and demand and actually getting delivery, try and get delivery at your local dealer an ounce of gold at the normal 1.5% premiums that were charged before all of this. Because now the premiums are as high as 20% on silver coins. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? How do you get a market disconnect that far off? And you look at the paper gold, paper metals, they are so leveraged that if people start making demands for delivery, this whole house of cards collapses because the real price should be escalating. But you have paper, you know, again, this phony market system that is totally disconnected from reality and from Main Street. Because why is the market going up when we have higher unemployment than any time in the history of the United States? Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Does this make any logical sense? Is there a bubble that no one has bothered to tell you has popped? I think so. And I think we're going to see the second wave of what's happening. And it has nothing to do so much with the virus as it has to do with an economic wave that is going to crush a huge segment of people that have viewed themselves as economically stable. This is a very dangerous time, and it's a time when we need, again, a calmness so that we don't lose control of the ball that's in front of us. As this thing starts to open back up on Monday here in Anchorage, we're supposed to start opening up our economy again. We're supposed to be opening up our lives again and claiming our sovereignty. And as we come out of the fog of what's been happening, let's take stock of who we are as human beings. Let's take stock of what we are as created human beings. And let's think about how do we go forward in a way that is balanced and that gains back this republic from folks that would like to squish the very life out of each one of us. Now is the time to rise into what we are, to recognize each other, to stay calm and to allow the fire to be lit in us that changes the world in front of us. That's what we're called to do in the 21st century. We're not quitters. We're not weaklings. We're not dust at the feet of anyone. We are living, vibrant souls. You are the tip of the spear. Thanks for being here this Friday. Have a great afternoon, and let's change the world.